Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else.
Season 6, episode 30.
Enerjammed. Because, you know, they got the Enerjammed stolen. And I was another one of those times where I just couldn't think of anything else. It works, though.
Okay.
Solid. I have to have an explanation for all my titles now.
Yeah.
They did get the stolen, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
In your timeline, like they got it back. Spoiler alert.
He's confused. And then I'm still ahead because it's the fucking Christmas special.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Stupid Christmas.
Fucking Christmas.
The plot's basically the plot of Twas the Night, which starred Bryan Cranston with Santa's computer, and then this guy from Breaking Bad steals the sleigh and goes around and gets gifts. No? Alright. I like that movie. It's not as good as Horse Sense. I mean, no movie is Horse Sense. It's like Civil War, Star Wars, Batman vs. Superman. Psh, no Horse Sense. Still waiting for the Horse Sense revival. We need to make it a trilogy. Horse Sense, Jumping Ship, and then make a movie that's like something completely opposite of that, like Jungle Adventures or something. I don't know. Like, we had a movie about two guys on a ranch. What should we do? Boats. Brilliant. Hire this man. Classic. All right. Speaking of boats, one up.
Man, I guess.
Boats, boats, boats.
Okay, so Supercharge started happening as we covered last week, and then like the day after, it's like everyone was like, "Oh, I found shit."
So, they sounded just like that too.
They did. I was there, and so I found everything except the Morpher and Plesio. I'm going back out tomorrow, so they'll probably be out by now. So we'll see about that, but MVP is Dinosaurus Sword because he's a bro.
He's basically Caragator.
I love him. He's the best.
That'll be my little like wrap-up title card at the end of my review. It'll just say, basically Caragator. Like, that's all you need to know.
Like, I like how he just makes a little, like, chompy claws for the Megazord. I'm like, you're great. And, like, if you look at the T-Rex and the thing, Caragator, They have, like, the same eyes. They're, like, bros. They're literally chompy bros. So, I love them very much. And Kylo's cool, too, but he's not new to me because of Caragator. So, Dinosaurus is MVP.
Classic ankle zord.
So, I got those on my HLJ box with... Was it HLJ? No, it's my Oki box. With whatever the fuck's in that box, I don't even know. That should be here tomorrow, maybe, hopefully. Because I want to open things really bad. That should be here tomorrow, I think, but...
Pre-Christmas training.
What else have I bought? I don't think I've bought a whole lot else. Black Friday happened. Oh god, Black Friday happened, yeah.
Apparently there's more to this story.
My game plan was to get the Imaginex Megazord, the MMPR 2010 Zord vehicle set thing at Toys R Us, and I thought there was one other thing that I knew I wanted to get. Maybe not. I was just looking at DVDs, I think. And so I went to Meijer for the Imaginex Megazord, and they, of course, didn't have it. But I found new Nintendo figures, so that was cool. So I got those. Then I went to Walmart, and I checked out the toy section, and there was, like, new Turtle figures up the butt. So I got, like, the entire last two waves of turtle figures, and then I bought Toys for Kevin because that's what I do on Black Friday, apparently, is go buy Toys for Kevin.
They weren't on sale, though, either, were they?
No. I mean, they were on like a dollar markdown or something, but it wasn't like for Black Friday. That's just
Yeah.
been their price lately. So I picked up like all of those, which I really, really shouldn't have. But like when I see new stuff, I'm like, I gotta
Just
get the new
excitement.
stuff.
Hashtag excitement.
It's new. So I had to. So I got all the those. I picked up the Modern Mario Amiibo.
Still fire.
And
sorry.
Long I got day. They had the Imaginex Megazord there, so I'm like, okay.
Imaginex, come on, the adventure.
I do it all the time in my head. I have no fucking idea why. It's just something that I do.
You should have just like, grabbed it and started singing there. That while sprinting down to the, you know, checkout. Would have been great.
Hold on. There we go. Nope, still there.
You still heard it. Oh, I thought you were trying to hide it for some reason.
Okay, I think it's done. So I asked the guy, I was like, yo, do your price match? Because most of the time on Black Friday, they don't price match anything. And
yo, you price match, cuz?
He's like, I mean, if it's just a toy or something, I don't see why not. I was like, well, okay. So I grabbed this fucking giant Megazord, toss it in my cart. And so at the checkout, I was like, I want to price match this with Meijer. If you can't price match it, I don't want it. Because it was $30 at Meijer, and it was $50 at Walmart. And she was like, well, do you have the ad? I said, no, I was expecting to go buy this at Meijer. So I don't have an ad with me. And I was like, well, I have it on Meijer.com. And I showed her the phone, and right on Meijer.com it says $29.99. And so she just kind of looked at me, and she said, well, I can do $25. That's all she said. So here I am thinking she meant 25% off, which I was like,
yeah, $25.
That's still not bad. I was like, okay, that's fine. And like you just said, she gave it to me for $25. And I'm like sitting here going, okay.
She's terrible at negotiating. You should have pushed back. No, I want to give you $4 extra and you're going to take it. And then you just throw it at her and say, make it rain, son. And then you run off again, screaming the come on, Imaginex Adventures thing.
Like, I have no idea what the fuck that was about or why it happened, but whatever. Thank you, lady at Walmart.
The Walmart are not good at math.
So that was the thing, and then I went to Toys R Us and got the set, and of course they didn't have Supercharge yet. They had it the next day. Naturally, so that I had to go all the way back there again, but so I went to Target, and they didn't really have anything. I went to Best Buy, and they had all the animated DC movies on Blu-ray for $7.99, so I'm like, well, okay. So I got, like, all of those. And then I was in line forever. That was awful. But, so it was a very good Black Friday. It was not really a whole lot of the whole deals, but I guess the Megazord made up for everything. But it was
the
a
whole
nice
buying new things
adventure.
Reminds me of, like, normally where when I wasn't looking for deals, like just going in and out of stores where people are clamoring for deals and I'm looking to pay full price for the new Power Rangers toys and I'm just walking in and out of like every store possible.
Yep.
That hasn't happened in a while though.
Like I said, like my list of getting things was like only two. And then Meijer didn't have the first one, so I was like, fuck. But then the lady at Walmart happened and everything was okay.
Everything is right with the world.
So yeah, that happened, and I think after that, I think that's about it. I ran out of money, so.
No more stories.
I haven't really done a whole lot between Black Friday and Supercharge. So yeah, I guess I'll shut up now.
Okay, what's my story? Well, I found Supercharge stuff too, which is kind of been underwhelming. Like, there's the excitement of finding the new stuff, but like, the toys haven't been that exciting.
Yeah,
like,
outside of Dinosaurus, like
the Morphers
really
kind of meh. The cycles got worse. Like it's a crime against humanity. They're not putting the right figures out. It's because there's awesome, like beautiful promo shots of Dino Super Drive Red, and then all I have to look forward to is Dino Steel. And then I can't remember a time recently, and maybe I'm just blanking it out that they repackaged so many things with the new logo on it. Like the cycles and stuff. I can't remember. I don't think I know that Super Megaforce used Megaforce guy a couple times for like the robots and stuff. But I don't remember Samurai or Megaforce using, you know, their previous toy line stuff and then, you know, just snapping the new logo on it. So
yeah,
it's just
I don't think so either. I'm not really sure.
Like, it seems so weird for this series because Kyuriger and then Dino Charge expanded on it has like such a wealth of merchandise to go for. And because they have so many Rangers and then they've given them even more new forms that it seems so weird to be doing all this padding when you don't need to. Like, they have so much stuff to do. So it's just been kind of boring. And like, the logo and the packaging seems so samey. Like, it blends in so well with everything else because it's just got, like, super right in front of it, like, real tiny. So I don't know. But at least I found stuff finally. Still none of the older stuff I was looking for, but I got that. My Black Friday was pretty tame. Like, I wasn't looking for that much stuff, and I needed to get back for a Buffy marathon, so the same thing happened last year. But, like, it's a case of, like, there wasn't as many good deals for me personally, and also I bought everything I needed beforehand. But I got Superchargers for, like, $35. I was debating about whether I was going to get that or the Black Edition, but I'm like, $35 is pretty good for that. So I don't know what I'll do about the other stuff. But I got that. I got Splatoon for $25, which I got to play for, like, 5 minutes today. It's really fun.
It is. I haven't played in a while, but it's a great, like,
it really is.
Little
it's
game.
It's a ton of fun. And it's got such, like, an upbeat soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Get that. Because I really want the soundtrack. It sounds great. Like, everything in that game is great.
Like, I'm looking forward to playing it more. It was just a lot of fun. And the only other thing that I think I picked up was the Turtles movie and Jurassic World for a few dollars. Because, I got some plates and a pots and pans set. That was exciting. They didn't have that MMPR Zoid set at my Toys R Us. I only went to my local one, but they didn't have it. But, like, it was pretty tame. Like, I wasn't disappointed or anything, but I got what I needed, and I got out. And Brian just fell over, like, right down a mallet. This avalanche sound's happening right now. That's exactly what an avalanche sounds like.
It's not me, asshole.
I'm Bear Grylls, and this is what an avalanche sounds like. Oh, wait, is it the other one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My Skype wasn't up, so it wasn't showing me. So, yeah, that's, I think, it for purchasing stuff. I finished Jessica Jones, which was really good. Maybe a smidge, I could see a smidge overhyped, but I liked it a lot better than Daredevil. I thought the premise was more interesting. To be cliche, it had David Tennant in it, and he did really good as Kilgrave. And just Jessica Jones herself, Kristen Ritter, like, killed it. Like, she's one of my favorite characters. She really did a good job. Highly recommended. Woodbang. Even if it didn't have a Diggle. It had, like, Luke Cage is, like, substitute Diggle. He's like, if Diggle called in sick and they need a substitute teacher, you just call in Spartan Locke. And that's how you do it. But yeah, that's about the it. Oh! Today, I found out the neighbors across the way from me, no joke, their names are Ron and Tammy. Seriously, I did, like, as my dad met him, I didn't meet him. And he's like, oh, well, the lady lives across from you, her name is Tammy, and he says, what was the guy's name? And then he goes, Ron, and I go, are you, I did like a double take looking at him, like, are you serious? Ron and Tammy? Like, I got like way excited. He's like, yes. Like, he's like, what about it? I'm like, you won't get it. Like, I can't wait to tell people that we'll get this. Like, I was like holding in my excitement. I'm like, you people are boring and don't understand what I'm talking about, but pretty soon I'll be able to tell people that no. Like Baskin Robbins, they know everything. But like, I was just surprised. Like, I thought Tammy was already funny. I'm like, all right, I can get some jokes out of it. When he said Ron, I was like, holy shit, are you serious? Tammy one or two? Like, which one? So that was pretty exciting for me. Okay, your turn, Smeagol.
Peace Pips.
Penis.
I wish it was Peace Pips.
Me too.
Penis.
Yes, that is what I would like to put with her, but put with her, just penis. With her or near her. This is getting weird. Hurry up and go.
Penis. What's happening?
Dear
what
Lord.
What do you think is happening?
I don't know. I just got my headset plugged in.
Why don't you plug it in before you get in the call, dumbass?
Well, I did, except it was dead, so I had to, like, plug it into the computer with the cord so that it would charge.
Plug it in.
I got a big penis in your mom. So, let's see. I've got my, all my ghost stuff, and then I pre-order the next set of ghost stuff because that's just what happens now. There's just ghost stuff everywhere.
It's an endless cycle.
It really is. I got my AmiAmi box today with my Battle Droid and Clone Trooper and my Gaim Gaiden. Then I got, let's see. So we had Thanksgiving, and I spent most of the time in the car because it was awful. Because my in-laws now live an hour away, and then we decided, oh, let's go shopping while we're out this way. We went to the Toys R Us by them, which was a 40-minute drive from their house. Like, we spent 20 minutes going each way to and from picking up Kaylee from her dad. Then we went an hour to my in-laws. Then I spent 40 minutes driving to, like, what was perhaps the shittiest Toys R Us I've ever been to in my entire life. And it was really tiny and it was awful. And then we spent 40 minutes driving back. We went to Walmart, where we ended up buying a bunch of TV shows and shit on DVD cheap. Because Black Friday sales, which start on Thursday because, you know, days of the week. And somebody got in a fight. That was fun. We just see, like, security guards running.
Bing! Then,
bing! Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. And then a whole hour driving all the way back home. It was just terrible. But I ended up getting the 27 Dino Charger set and a movie Legacy Morpher. Just because I never got one. But that's going to be my Christmas gift. Because I didn't want to pay for it myself. So, there's that. Then, just tonight I actually found Supercharged Toys finally at my Toys R Us. And I got the Morpher, and I got 6 Charger packs and the Plesio Charge Megazord. Once I get paid, I'm going to go back and get the other Zords just because I need to have money for gas at the moment. So I was like, well, these guys can stay here. I need to be able to drive my car. And then, which, yeah, we ended up getting, like, Arrow, Flash, Supernatural. I got the Lost Missions of Clone Wars, seasons 2, 3, 4, and 5 of Walking Dead. The season 4 guy came with the prison key. And I got a bunch of shit on DVD just to catch up since everything was cheap. What else did I get? I found.
I bought a lot, but none of them were Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
No. Then I got. I found.
Gotta get
all
that sweet HD Diggle.
Yeah.
Peace Biz on only DVD? Ah, oh, hell nah. I only want that 4K Peace Biz.
Oh, God. I found 4 of the Dino Charge villains, which is pretty much everyone that's not Sledge. And then I found Fugitoid and Mondo Gecko, which basically I found those actually while we were in that other Walmart, which basically went something like this. I found, I'm looking, I see Ninja Turtles, I'm like, ooh, Fugitoid. And of course, Natalie's in the buggy, the baby's in the top of the buggy sitting. And I just kind of casually toss Mondo Gecko into the basket while she's in there. And then I, of course, Cordy's got the basket. I'm like, ooh, Fugitoid. And they're walking away. Like, she's backing up with the buggy so that she can go out and look for some shit for somebody that's not me. And it didn't matter because it wasn't me. And I took Fugitoid and I just kind of, like, tossed him into the buggy. Came, like, within an inch of hitting the baby with him, but didn't, and made it right into the basket. She looked at me like, what the fuck? I'm like, what? Didn't hit her, went in the buggy. That was pretty damn awesome. And then I was in trouble. And then I found the Ranger figures like further down the aisle, and they just didn't have Sledge. Like, I kept finding him, like, there's only two of them on the actual shelf. I found the other two, like, under things, because, you know, people tear shit apart. Then we ended up, we went and bought a PS4. I got the Darth Vader edition PS4. That's, we got it because that's what my grandpa's giving us for Christmas. And since he's 92 and can't go shopping himself, we go and just buy the gifts. So we got that. And then I actually hooked it up because we were allowed to get it early. And then I got Tony Hawk 5 and what's the other game I got? Oh, Dragon Ball Xenoverse. And we're probably going to go get Transformers because she wants that game too. We both kind of liked it. And we're going to go to the GameStop we usually go to. We went to a different one because our normal one didn't have that PS4. So we go, and we're on the way there, and she decides to put one on hold to make sure we get it. And we're like, well, let's stop and get food because we're starving. So we stop at Wendy's, and we're in the drive-thru line, and my phone gets a call. I'm like, what the hell? I answered, like, yeah, this is GameStop. We just got your hold request for the Darth Vader PlayStation 4. I'm like, yeah, like, it's a special edition item, so you have to come pick it up today. I'm like, okay, well, we're in the drive-thru line right now. We'll be there in a minute. And she looks at me, she's like, you didn't have to tell him that. I'm like, well, I have an oversharing problem with people. I say too much. So I get there, and then I started telling the employees how good our Wendy's was, and they told me I was a monster because they were all clearly starving and had been there all day. And then I laughed at them. And they tried to sell us, like, I think literally every PlayStation 4 game that they sell. Because, like, oh, who's it primarily for? And, of course, Cordy's like, oh, me. And so they tried, like, the guy, like, took her around the PlayStation section and pointed out, like, almost every game and explained to her what you do in this game and why you should buy it. And then he wouldn't shut up. I'm just sitting there on my phone, like, please go away, please go away, please go away. I hate employees, please go away. And he wouldn't shut up. Like, I wanted to just, like, cut him really hard with something, anything, and just make him go away. He wouldn't go away. But so that happened. Kaylee had a birthday. That was a thing. That was a fun adventure at Chuck E. Cheese with other people's kids. That sounds really bad when you say it that way. Like, in hindsight,
whatever
that was
floats your boat, man.
Right, that was probably a poor way to put it. but that's the thing. And then I'm trying to think if anything else happened. I don't think so. Natalie got really excited about my dinosaurs. So I showed up. She was laying in the buggy at Toys R Us tonight, eating her whatever the fuck she was eating, her bottle. And not the actual bottle. She was eating from the bottle.
Some glass.
Well, considering these are plastic bottles, there's no really glass involved.
More hardcore if it's glass.
I guess. She's done, so she's just laying there looking up at me. I'm like, look at the dinosaur! And she's like, trying to take it out of my hand. And I was like, ah! Because, you know, like, babies. Because my baby's the coolest. eBay. Probably. I wants to sell it on eBay for 3 times the price. I think my baby's a poor scalper. But, you know, these things happen. You know, sometimes you just gotta scalp for a living. You gotta make that money. So, I think that's everything. I don't even know. I don't know, man. Kaylee got in trouble for stealing money out of some little girl's folder.
God damn. Every week it's something new.
We got a call from the teacher. Like, I get a call from work from Cordy, who had gotten a call from the teacher. She's telling me, yeah, they think Kaylee took money out of some girl's folder. I said, what do you mean they think Kaylee stole money? She says, well, the teacher called to see if I had given Kaylee $24 for snacks, which we didn't because we don't keep a whole lot of cash around. She's like, because Kaylee had this money and told the teacher that we'd given it to her for snacks and some other little girl was missing that exact amount of money. Like, no, we didn't do that. So she got in a lot of trouble for for, you know, obviously for stealing out of some little girl's folder, who clearly was not her. And
if she had stolen from herself, it would have been okay.
It would have been okay, but no, she stole it from, like, then she scratched some girl in the nose. I think she said in the nose. She scratched some girl because the girl wanted to play with her ponytail, and Kaylee didn't want her to because she wanted to go do, I don't know, whatever the fuck. She'd gotten in trouble, I think it was the week before or something. She punched some little girl in the stomach because she was talking, and then the little girl, I guess, started talking in the middle of it. Just she hit her. Turns out that girl, her dad's the one that does Danielle's tattoos. We're like, well, I guess we probably shouldn't mention that part. And all of a sudden, you just get some kind of weird shit drawn on you. But, like, she got in a lot of trouble over a several-day period and had no real answers to why she suddenly decided to be this much of a little badass. But she's been better behaved lately, mostly because we all told her that if she wasn't, that she was just going to end up in jail. Like, in fact, I was bringing her to her mom at work so she could fuss at her, and I told her that's where we were going, is we were going to go to jail. And she was, like, hysterically crying in the car, like, I don't want to go to jail. So, well, you scratch this little kid, you keep being bad. We told you that's where people who, you know, bad people go who, you know, do things to other people like that. You're going to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. So, I guess that makes me horrible. I don't really care. Child's bad.
I think you're in the right.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's fun. And then she makes an. I finally recorded some more videos because my fucking sister-in-law was staying over watching her. I swear to God, all they fucking did for an entire week, the two of them, because Kaylee was off for Thanksgiving, was eat. I watched more fucking utensils and bowls and cups over from 1 week than I have done in like a 2 to 3 week period since I moved into my damn house. All they did was eat the entire fuck time. She was over here watching Kaylee, and I couldn't get used to my TV, that's why I ended up starting watching the originals, because I couldn't watch The Vampire Diaries, the current season, which actually we finally did start and watch the first episode of last night. Because, fucking Kim's here just hogging the TV with Kaylee. And so that happens, and where was I going with that? Oh, I recorded my stuff. Well, Kaylee jumps in the fucking middle of everything. Like, what was the first one she did? Beethoven and Nobunaga icon. And at the end of the video, if you pay attention, I close the thing and it does its little Oyasumi. And right behind it, you just hear Oyasumi. Because Kaylee thinks it's funny to imitate the belt. And then, of course, I posted it, and somebody's like, what's up with that annoying kid in the background? I'm just kidding. That kid will cut you, so I don't... That's all I'm saying. You know, you probably don't want to say that. She will come cut you. Like, she's fucking like a thug. She'll cut you in and take your money.
Just $24, like, that's it. Like, if you have 100, she'll, like, just take 24 of it. That's all she needs.
Apparently.
It's an oddly specific amount of money to have.
Well, the little kid was the little girl she took it from had gotten sent to school with that for T-shirts or something like that.
We got your T-shirt money.
I got your T-shirt money. So yeah, you just gotta watch. She will come cut you. And then if you watch my back clock, which I'm about to post, Kaylee has Crocky, it's the baby crocodile like from Peter Pan, but in the Pirate Fairy movie, he's just a little baby crocodile. All of a sudden, Crocky just fucking pops up while I'm recording. Like, out from behind the back clock. What the hell? She's like, I want you to record him. Like, I'm trying to do this back clock. We'll record him when you're done. And, like, she's, like, left him. I'm like, you gotta move him. Like, what are you doing? Like, so she takes him down, and I keep going. And then about, a minute and a half later, I'm going over something, and it's all of a sudden, he fucking just, like, pops up. You just see him behind the clock, like, peeking his big fucking crocodile eye over. I'm like, what in the fuck is happening right now? This is what happens. This is what happens if I don't just lock her in her room when I go to record. Like I should do. Instead, I just let her roam the house. She wants to insert. Finally, after like I think that video, I told her something. I'm like, you got to stop. I'm trying to record. She goes, well, fine. I won't record with you anymore. I said, you're not supposed to record me with me in the first place. What are you doing?
It's because you learned all those vlogs.
Right? Like, she just thinks I'm just going to fucking take over your channel now. I'm going to replace you. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. So, yeah. Kaylee just fucking takes over everything. But, you damn Skippy. So, I guess we can move on to whatever is nude. I do want to say I was listening to last week's show, and because I did not get to discuss Traygate, and I was very upset. And I don't want to get into detail about it. I just want to say briefly that my exposure to Traygate kind of happened like this. I haven't been able to get on Twitter a lot because I just don't have the time with work and everything, and they kind of aside from just limiting me in general to like not being on Twitter, I haven't had a whole lot of time at work to do anything besides work because we've just been a lot extra busy lately. So my only exposure to Twitter most of the time is I just see Brian's little Twitter feed on his blog. And so I go on there and I look at it and it says I see something about the triplets. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever it was. And because Brian retweeted it, so I click and I read it, and I think my head almost exploded. And then I texted Brian and said, what the fuck did I just read? Now, Brian, being the very good friend that he is, knew exactly – I said nothing else. He knew exactly what I was talking about and replied with, the triplets? I was like, yeah, that's exactly – and then never responded back to me after I said yes.
Sounds accurate.
Also like a good friend. Standing in the middle of Toys R Us. Brian, I have a question about Power Ranger toys. Doesn't answer phone call. Doesn't respond a text message.
Brian was on an install. He was on an
30 minutes later, I'm sitting at Hooters eating dinner, and I get, do you still need that info? No, not really, but I mean, I'll talk to you now. I mean, I've made my purchase. I've left the store. I'm in a totally different building, like 2 miles away. But yeah, let's talk about this.
That was only 2 miles. You could have went back.
I could have, but Cordy had to work overnight.
If you needed to.
She's not here right now, so we can talk about how... Yeah. Well, I'm also in a different room, and Kaylee's sleeping in my bed. I don't feel like waking her up and having her be like, oh, Daddy, be quiet. I'm sleeping. Or whatever fucking nonsense she does.
We thank
you. You know. And just, you know, we could openly discuss how you just tell Kaylee, what? In the butt? Kaylee, stop saying inappropriate things. This child's bad, Brian. This child's bad.
Well, evidently. Yeah. We established this.
This child is, like, super really bad. So.
You got a murder on your hands.
I do. She, you know, I bought her a lightsaber. I forgot to mention this. I bought her a lightsaber because they were $5 at Walmart. I said, which one do you want? Anakin Skywalker, Luke Skywalker, or Darth Vader? She goes, Darth Vader. Said, you want Darth Vader? Yeah, Darth Vader. So I handed it to her, and she decides, no, I want the green one. So she goes, you want Luke Skywalker? Give her Luke Skywalker's lightsaber. She flicks it so it opens, and the first words out of her mouth are, let's go stab mommy. Okay. Sure, let's do that. Let's go stab mommy, all right? I don't even know how to respond to that.
One of these days when you come home from work.
Yeah, you know, and she's just going to...
It's going to be just like when they found the younglings.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
Oh, sorry, the carnival's coming through.
I have my feet on Natalie's Lion King bouncer, and I didn't realize I pushed one of the buttons. I was just using it as a footrest. I got freaked out just now because I didn't know what it was. I just heard noises, and I was like, "Ah!" And you didn't see it. If you had seen it, you'd have seen my arms waving around like Dawson. Since I cloned myself and out popped Dawson. But yeah, that was
a hack job.
It was a really bad cloning job. It was like one of those bad emperor clones that tried to turn Luke evil. That don't count anymore because Disney said it doesn't.
That's right. I am Saban them.
I am Saban. I decide what is canon. This icon is canon. Okay.
I get that one.
You see what I did there? That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have actual news, or are we just going to fucking bullshit for it? Because I can do this all night. I don't care.
We have possible catalog listings for Geo.
You know, I went on a spree and then bought, like, because I bought Kaylee some Pokemon cards for her birthday.
I thought it was actually going to be about the Geodrich, right?
Nothing about Geodrich. And then when we went back to our Toys R Us and got back out here Thanksgiving night, I went like crazy. It was like, oh, decks are like buy one get one 40% off. I bought six more decks. I'm like, well, I wanted to have some variety in the different card types and everything else. Fucking bought six more decks, so I got eight decks of cards sitting here. Also because I'm fucking OCD, and so I'm like, well, I have one from this set, so I need to get the other one so I have like a complete thing, because I got a problem in my brain, and I have every card type except dragon. Eight decks, none of them feature dragon type cards. It's amazing.
You got nothing from Roaring Skies then?
No, I didn't. Like I have.
That's the sequel to Falling Skies.
Like I do. I literally have every card type except they didn't have any Roaring Skies because I looked through every deck they had. Nothing said dragon on the side. So I have every type sitting here: fairy, darkness, metal, all of them. No fucking dragon. I'm like, this is gay. This is like Supreme Dawson's voice gay. But
Supreme version.
Yes. In any case, now look, here's Diggle and P-Spivs.
P-Spivs.
Best tweet of 2015.
Catalog listings for Geodrich, because we're back to that now.
I saw that and I was like, there's not even pictures. 0 out of 10.
Yeah, because there's no pictures, it could easily not be correct, but... they should be popping up any time now, so...
It'll probably be tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, wake up.
I saw two different, like, descriptions of... Because I read one thing that had the listing and explained it one way. Then I read something, like, the first comment, like, explained it a completely different way. Like, the way I read it, like the first way in the listing is that, okay, we have three rangers and then we're gonna have we're gonna have three and then two, and the three use one morpher, the two use a different morpher, also like Goanger, and like that, what is it, Juogen, or whatever the fuck they call it,
yeah,
is the three combined together, and then the first two auxiliary releases are for rangers 4 and 5. And then, like, the other ones are the additional auxiliaries after that. Basically, just like a copy of Goanger, how we had Engino, and then the first releases were Barker and Gunpurd. Then the first comment says, well, no, that's not it at all. The Juogen is just reds, like GoBusters, and is a lion. And then, like, the other ones after that are the other rangers or something like that, and so when Juogen combines with these other ones, then it becomes Chojo. Like it was I don't know what the answer is. Like
that honestly makes a little bit more sense to me with like kind of going the GoBusters route, because I mean just looking at like how this is spread out in terms of like dates and stuff.
Sorry.
I don't remember seeing if it had dates or not, to be honest, when I looked at it.
Because in February you get
Harry Balls. So,
Harry Potter's uncle, Harry Balls.
This is really weird. So you get the you you get the first set that has Jiyojin and the tiger. And then later on in the month you get the rhino. But then also later on in the month you get all five. What? No, this is not all five. That's not all five. That's all three. J Fusion, why do you suck shit?
See, that's it, like that's the thing is that there's like the one and then there's two additional, and so like I can't tell if it is it one.
Because
Rangers is Jiyojin or is it three?
Four and five is listed as Gorilla and Alligator, and that comes out the same month as the the Zubat phone. which is supposed to be the transformation device for
which you find Rangers in a cave and they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're pretty easy to get. I don't know why it's such a secret. But so like it makes sense that
Jiyojin
would be red, Tiger and Rhino would be whatever other colors are, and that's the main three, and then four and five is the fourth and fifth Rangers mecha, and those come out in March along with their transformation device. That makes sense. So I think red is Jiyojin, and then Tiger and Rhino are additional, like you said, just like GoBusters was. That's like, my guess, just judging by how things are laid out.
Personally, I don't care how that works. I wish they'd have gone with some different animals. Just because I'm really tired of lion and tiger.
Well, there's nothing here that directly specifies lion. So I'm not going to completely buy that until we see pictures.
Yeah, somebody said Jiyojin is a lion.
I don't know where they would have got that from.
I hope it's not. Yeah, so. I hope it's not. It wouldn't surprise me because lion is a very popular choice. But then again, like we said, so is tiger. Rhino, we've used rhino a couple of times. Like, rhino I'm okay with. I like rhinos. So, not that I don't like tigers, but I'm not opening chargers at all. I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about, Brian. And then what were the other ones? Because I'm not on the page.
Gorilla and alligator.
Gorilla, I'm really fine with alligator. Like, I would be cool with that. The last time we had like a thing that was a legit alligator was, Galranger, Wild Force.
Carrigator.
Carrigator, yeah. But he's it didn't like belong to someone. He was an extra. So I'd be fine with like an alligator ranger. And even then, Galranger didn't belong. It was like it belonged to Luna to the silver, but it wasn't like a ranger. So I'm cool with like alligator being a ranger power. I forgot about Carrigator for a second. Poor Carrigator, I'm so sorry. But yeah, Rhino Rangers are cool, and then Gorilla. And then there's additional ones later on down the line. Didn't they list more?
No.
Or was just four? I couldn't remember. And then there's something about a dog weapon. Was it a dog weapon?
Yeah, the
like dog gun or something.
Dog, I don't know.
Garo Garo.
Garo.
Yeah, it's a dog guitar.
And the so buckle that's... monkey. The buckle monkey sounds like a slur. Like you're a fucking buckle monkey.
It sounds like what Dawson calls certain types of people. That would share a skin color with Keith Justice. I'm not gonna say anything about that.
They're gonna transform with ocarinas.
Yeah, they are gonna. They're basically Link Ranger.
They really liked Ocarina of Time.
Like a lot. This whole season was done to celebrate Miyamoto turning however the fuck old he turned recently. I don't remember his age.
Nailed it.
That's right.
However the fuck old he turned.
I don't remember his... I knew it, a couple of months ago when he had a birthday, but I forgot what it was now. I'm not opening my nuclear chargers. I'm gonna shoot clear dinosaurs. Chompy, chompy, chompy. What else we got, Brian?
That's cool.
That's it? That's the whole nudes?
Yeah, I was hoping for pictures by now, but...
Yeah, you know, and I want
it'll happen in the morning.
Yeah, I want everyone to make sure they thank us, because we're doing this, you are now getting, scans. You're getting pictures of the Juojers because we are now recording this podcast. So, when you see those pictures, I just want everyone, to just tweet thank you at RRR podcast or whatever the fuck our handle is. And, you know, it's just a sign of appreciation for what we do here, which is we make shit appear after we record so we look like dumbasses.
These are the sacrifices we make for the greater good.
Exactly. You know, we sacrifice ourselves for the community. And we want to be heroes like Diggle, and that's our way of giving back and becoming heroes. We put ourselves down so that you may live. We're like Jesus.
I wouldn't go that far.
So, I guess if there's no more news, that makes it time for crinkly packaging. No, Brian is sending me not Power Rangers, Ninja Turtle figures that should hopefully be here soon. Did you send them out, Brian?
I sent them out today.
Yay! My Oki box went out today, so that should all be getting here soon. And I pre-ordered Pikachu, and you know the fucking figure art of Ghost is still in stock?
Yeah, everything's still in stock except the re-release of Kabuto.
Yeah, I know, I saw that. I was like, oh, is Kabuto in stock? Nope! Fuck you! I feel like somebody really wants me to buy the fucking Ghost because it's still in stock. So now it's time for superhero time! Ninja! Robin Ryder Roast! I don't know why I laughed at the end. Something called to me to laugh.
You had to make it even creepier than it was.
I make everything creepy.
That's true.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, Brian. So I fucking hate this show. I want to put that out there. I fucking hate this show. I'm sure the people in it are nice. I don't know. I didn't meet them.
Red is not.
I can't tell if serious.
What?
Like, is that just like a I hate Takaharu thing, or like you have inside sources? Like he pushes down children. That'd be okay. Oh, that seems about right.
I'd actually be kind of okay with that. You know, I'm sure they're whatever they are, but I don't like this show. Like, last week had like that whole thing was just a big tease that made me want to like cut somebody. You know, Magic Yellow. Like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, I know he comes in. When the fuck does this motherfucker come in? And then, like, it's the last, like, 5 minutes. I'm looking at the counter on the screen, and I'm like, he's got to come in at some point. What the fuck? It's the last 5 minutes. All of a sudden, he shows up. I'm like, oh, there you are, bitch. Like, I waited this whole episode to see your black ass, and now you're just showing up? Like, hey, finally.
He doesn't do anything.
He just stands there, looks at him. Like, you know, like, oh, these motherfuckers here trying to take my swag. Like, oh, all right, whatever,
what
dude.
What are you talking about?
Tsubasa.
Who?
And then he fucking...
Magic Yellow.
Oh.
He's complaining about last week.
And then how about you missed a week? You're just on, like, a whole week delay.
It's like Dawson, except worse. And then he just goes back, like, oh, hey, guys, I'm here to pick up this little kid because, you know, that's not creepy. And they're like, all right, let's leave. And he transforms. You're like, oh, fuck, you're like us too, except not because you're a magician and we're ninjas. So how the fuck you ended up in our show? And he's like, well, turns out the
ratings... They're Power Rangers! Rose's voice from Once Ranger.
The ratings are better when there's guest stars, so we brought him in. Oh, okay, cool. And what was I going to say now? I don't know. And then he just leaves. He gets on his little fucking motorized broom and just fucking leaves. Bye, motherfuckers. I'll see you later. And I wish I'd written this down because I had a way to connect it. That there was like some kind of a stupid reasoning as to why he was in this that led back to like it being all connected to Mystic Force, and I can't remember what it was now. Something about Chip.
Just believe.
I think it was something like stupid, like something stupid, like, you know, Yoshi was in the Ninja, and Chip Lynn produces it, and Chip's the Yellow Mystic Force Ranger, so Tsubasa had to come into the show. Like, it was a stupid logic. I don't remember what it was, but I had a
Chips
stupid
Ahoy.
I had a stupid circular argument that like it's all
a thousand connected. Chips delicious.
I wish I remember what it was now. I completely forgot, and I'm so mad Chip at myself. Dale. Rescue Rangers. Chip and Dale, Redness Danger. No, no, it never fails once they're involved somehow. Whatever's wrong gets solved. I like Chip and Dale. Fuck all of you.
So this week
wasn't any better. This week was fucking terrible. So
this week was okay. Let's just settle down.
The whole show is just, it's really bad. I don't like it. It makes me angry.
Let's at least acknowledge when it goes beyond terrible to be okay. It was okay. Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if this dude would have been like a Walls Gill style, like, ah! That's
what like, I you know, I did think it was funny, though, when, you know, he just whips their asses and just told them how stupid they were to think he was actually that weak. Like, come on, seriously? Like, y'all are retarded. Like, how did y'all miss this? You're supposed to be these great ninjas, and y'all are fucking stupid. I just whipped your asses. And then, like, they all just kind of laughed at Kasumi, and I laughed at Kasumi. And Kenji just shows up out of nowhere. Like, he wasn't even around. He just, oh, hey, guys. I heard there was a fight going on? Something about a battle? Hope you didn't need me. Oh, no, we got our asses kicked. We'd need a sixth man on the job. No, well, fuck it. Wouldn't have helped at all. Like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Like, just running off, disappearing, coming back. Like, hey, guys. Probably off sucking Cute Mon's dick in the forest.
The Digi Forest? Like, Cute Mon? There's a whole new meaning to Digicross.
Oh, God.
Did you cross the streams?
Dear God. Dear God.
Dawson's now picturing that in his head.
I don't get it.
Sword fight.
Anyway.
Brian's like, we have to move this away from penises. Move it away from penises.
Whatever we have to do. It was definitely okay. I like the fact that Kasumi finally got to fucking fail.
Yeah. I mean, that was nice. I love when
people... Although at the end, she basically proved that she could just do all the Megazord stuff all by herself.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah. The,
and they're like,
the
oh, shit, we have all this stuff. And
then the Buy Our Toys montage.
Exactly.
Every year has one. It's towards the end of the show, and they're like, we still have stock on the shelves. Sell the product. Sell the product. So they cycle through all their combinations, like one behind the other in a 30-second montage.
Buy our toys. Buy our toys. Buy our toys.
It's always time for a montage. Montage.
Montage.
Like, they Every just Charlie. Fucking did that. But yeah, I enjoy failure, like, a lot. When someone fails, I smile. So seeing her fail brought, like, a warm glow to my heart temporarily, or where my heart would be if I still had it. If I hadn't sold it for Japanese toys years ago. Um, But yeah, it was really funny because, you know, like last week, I'm sitting there watching it, and the wife decides she's gonna sit. She's sitting there, she was eating some fucking pizza rolls or something because we're fat, and that's what we do. We just sit in bed and eat pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls are great.
What?
I said pizza rolls are great.
Exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. And
pizza in a roll.
Like, she was already pissed off, so that's why we're here to have Netflix on. So I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going to watch something in one of my shows. And I felt bad afterwards because she was stuck watching a Ninja when, like, Ghost last week was, like, 10 million times better. And she's watching a Ninja. She goes, this shit's stupider than the trains. I said, I know. I've been dealing with this for 38 weeks. Like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah.
It's just bad when you recognize this. Is it just bad when we've been waiting or doing this for 38 weeks and, like, there was never really a high point.
Oh, there was like the before it started when the suits were cool.
Yeah.
she goes, then why are you still watching this? I said, because we have a podcast and we have to watch it for this. She's like, that's stupid.
When you think about it, it kind of is. But
like,
but we are dedicated people, I suppose.
We have to watch it so that we can bitch about how bad it is.
Exactly. If you don't watch it, you can't bitch.
Yeah, we love. Oh no, you bitch. Can. You just had nothing, you know, stupid well, you things lose, to bitch about.
You lose your bitching credibility.
Exactly.
Your bitch cred.
But yeah, it was aggressively okay this week. I like the new guy. He's an asshole, and I dig it.
Yeah, Brian loves assholes.
I do.
Especially
good assholes.
Yeah.
Or bad assholes, because he's a bad Angles? Guy. I don't know. I don't know. It's cool that there's actually someone who can kick their ass. Even though they ended up kind of winning. Sort of, so never mind.
He got away, though. I was surprised
it was kinda like a
he
tie.
Got away. Because usually when something happens like that, where they introduce something interesting, they wrap it up and the episode is introduced in, and it's like over so quickly. So I was actually surprised he survived.
I actually was too. I didn't think he was going to survive. So that was a real big surprise to me. I was glad though. I'm like, good, we didn't take the time introducing the fact that this creepy bitch could be pregnant and spit a baby out of her vagina, wherever the fuck that is. Or however you give birth, like, to one of these things.
Below the no, okay.
And, you know, just to have him killed in the same episode.
Hold on, we're in the washroom now. The circus got all over us.
It did.
Please hold.
Should I turn the water off? Is that a
yes.
problem? Oh.
It's the biggest problem that humanity's ever faced.
Blackzilla? Oh,
what? Is that just Luke Cage?
No, that's what they call my penis.
Is that your survival tin cup?
It's a cast iron skillet, motherfucker.
Is that supposed to be impressive?
I don't know. It's in my sink. I was trying to get the chicken off the fucking cutting board because...
Fancy man owning a sink. You think you're better than me?
Yes, I have my own sink. And my own water. Ah, pays for the water.
Gatorade.
Fucking government's got us paying for water.
Oh, man. What are we even talking about?
Water.
Water sucks. No, it doesn't.
It really sucks. Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
Classic John Ralphio's dad. It's all connected to this week's Dino Charge.
So speaking of Dino Charge, Ghost?
Yes, exactly.
That's how this works. I like Ghost a lot more than I do Ninja. Granted, I also like staring at a pile of my own shit more than I enjoy a ninja. And I mean literal shit, not figurative shit. Not the kind Shuki wants you to eat on Thanksgiving. Literal shit. Yeah, Ghost was fun. You know, he got to finally kill that annoying bee monster with the Spider Lantern. Spider Lantern is like my pal. He blinds you and lets you see ghosts. And also can shoot webs that trap you. So he's like Spider-Man, but without the whole, like, constantly changing his face thing. You don't know who it's going to be this time. So that's fun. And what else happens? Oh, we got to see a glimpse of Houdini Icon, because, and all the others, actually, that we don't have.
You mean Newton?
Well, no,
this is a long pause.
I'm thinking, hold on.
They used the wrong prop, bro.
Yeah, well, we've got a glimpse of the fact that he has it. Like, I looked at it, I said, well, I don't think that's Houdini, but they keep saying he has four.
Like, and I looked at it.
I think that's Newton. I'm like, no, when did he have Newton.
When did he steal Newton? Did he steal Newton the 3 days that apparently happened between episodes, even though logically that didn't work at all, but whatever?
Like, that's and, what I yeah.
But then Ghost turned into Newton later in the episode. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that's Houdini.
Like, yeah, I didn't know what was happening. Like, I guess that's Houdini, but I thought Houdini was a darker color to match his
it
bike.
Is. It's like an Houdini. Indigo color.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at him. I was just like, oh, look, Icons. What, you guys, like, freeze framing this shit?
Well, I know what color Newton is.
Yeah, it doesn't take that much effort to use your brain and picture things in your head. See, this is why we don't get all excited when we see suits standing next to each other, because I can picture it in my head and compare. This is kind of the same concept. But we did get to see, you know, Ryoma, Goemon, Himiko, Grimm, and Sanzo just sitting in Snaggletooth's case.
That guy needs some dental work, like, stat. Like, it's a problem.
Like, you got fucking Austin Powers over here with trying to catch all the icons. And,
actually, 3 days... I would need to watch the last episode. Did time pass in the last episode? Like, from start to finish? Maybe? I'm trying to figure out how it went from 30 to 27 when
they
no
picked
time
it
was
up
skipped.
Right when the Megazord battle was happening.
Yeah.
I don't think time passed. It might have, and we didn't know somehow. I don't know. I was wondering that, too.
I still think the funniest one was when that time passed between Spectre's debut, and just I like the idea of them sitting around going, who dat? Long pause. Like, seriously,
they were frozen.
Who dat?
They were so confused. They were just frozen. So that happened, and... But he got to find out who Spectre is finally, so I'm like, okay, good. We're on the road to reconciliation. That's good. And
I'd rather
be funny,
on the road to Viridian City, but whatever.
I'm on the road to Viridian City!
Sorry, humanity.
But I love how, like, and of course we all know, you know, the truth here. Snaggletooth's over there trying to tell Spectre that... Takaru's dad is the reason that he got sucked into the monolith, into the Ganma world, when we clearly can figure out...
They gotta
out
go back for Will! They gotta
anyway,
get
him! When we clearly can figure out that, no, it's gonna come
why
out
Hydra
that... Why
Hydra was founded!
Motherfucker. we're gonna find out that he was lying the whole time, and it was him that sent him there, and, that general bullshit. Ha, I lied to you. You believe me. And he's like, no, I attacked my friend for nothing. I'm a turd face. And, he's in the sixth grade, so he uses the phrase turd face. And, but whatever. And then next week, Benkei comes in so that way we can buy more toys. So that's good. That'll be the 15th icon, and then we can.
I'm just curious how they're going to resolve when Coulson went through the monolith. Oh, I'm sorry, it's wrong show again. Just, you know, skydived right through it.
Can somebody kick him? Like, right in the vagina. Just kick him, and make it stop.
fuck is wrong with this show? I'm skimming through episode 7. I see absolutely zero identification of time passing through the entirety of 7. It ends with the iguana attacking the giant bee bulldozer.
And then it picks up and 3 days have passed.
And then you start episode 8, and he's like, I got 27 days. And it picks up right with the iguana attacking the bee bulldozer. And I'm skimming through this still. No evidence of time passing. All of a sudden, he's got Houdini. I don't... Oh, God.
That's why they call it pulling a Houdini.
Like, time...
And he's like, I taught Houdini.
3 days had to have passed between him killing the bee bulldozer and this scene with Spectre and Snaggletooth at the graveyard. Because now all of a sudden he's got Houdini, which is honestly just Newton. That prop is Newton. Like, don't fucking kid yourself.
Yeah.
But anyways, fuck the show. I'm sorry. Like,
they have a really bad concept of time, but I really hope it is kind of like Brian said last week, where this is just one push to here's all the icons, and then we can move on to something else, even if they're going to end up like changing hands back and forth or whatever they plan to do with them, to solely introduce the actual forms after. That here's all the icons, now we can do different stories with actual plot. And basically this, and then really what it is, though, then this show is just going to end up being O's. Like, trading off medals to each other. Like, oh, you took the, you know, this one took the cheetah medal, and then, no, I got back Chotch, and that's
except there's only one of each, so it's a lot less to keep track of.
Yeah. So that's going to happen, and then...
Oh, no, you took Got to Carry Ba Forever.
Oh, no, our visual effects budget.
How am I going to get Kuwagata back? 30 episodes later, I got one! Oh, fuck, I lost Kamakiri! What now?
I dropped it down the manhole. Oh, well, looks like we'll have to wait for maintenance.
Uva shoved all his medals up his butt, so I can't take him back.
Go get a popsicle.
You can stick that popsicle up Uva's butt.
Comedic head bonk.
I was just putting my cup down.
It's like, bonk.
It was an alright episode, though, and it did a lot for kind of moving the plot along. I mean, there's those kind of holes that we keep pointing out, but I think as a whole it did a lot for the narrative. That was all right, but
like, yeah, I think if they I get the whole 99 day limit thing because of that's the initial setup to like, we gotta find the icons like fuck now. But if they removed that part like from the beginning of each episode, it would probably be a lot better, because you wouldn't be scratching your head going, how the fuck they go from this day to this day? Because that's kind of our problem every week. We go, wait a minute, all of a sudden, like, a week has passed and you're just kind of sat on your fucking asses. Or, oh, look, a month has passed and you still can't figure out who Spectre is. Like, if they took that out, it would probably cause a lot less problems, and we wouldn't be sitting here having this discussion right now.
But at least the show's starting to go somewhere a little bit.
And Geki Chopper's coming in next week.
And I like that making Spectre, like, his past friend makes it a better conflict than the typical, oh, I'm the badass and I hate you because you're not badass storyline. Like, at least it makes it a little bit different. Now it's, I'm a badass and I hate you because you're not badass and you used to be my friend, but your dad might have been an asshole, but probably not. And there was a monolith.
But probably not, Gemma, because you were the hero and this guy's a bad guy telling me the story.
And look at his teeth. You don't trust someone with bad teeth. It's just a fact. That's why we seceded. We brought all the dentists over. It's a true story. I read it in the history of the book. If you watch National Treasure, it's all in the deleted scenes. Seriously, though, where's National Treasure 3? That's what this is really about.
Every week, this discussion just turns into a plea for National Treasure 3.
Where is it? I want to see it.
In Nicolas Cage's brain.
It's never going to get out.
along with the Superman movie he was going to star in.
Did he switch with John Travolta again? Is that what happened? Is he trapped in John Travolta's face? Somebody save him.
Poor Bolt.
Bolt? The dog?
Yes. John Travolta was Bolt.
Oh, I didn't... John... Wait. Bolt, Travolta. There we go. Boom. Nailed it. Because of bolts and nails. Bam! I'm on fire.
You're Katniss?
No. Lara Croft.
No. The Katniss bitch.
I thought you were the girl on fire.
Catnip. Callback to the cat call. It's a callback to something that was never even recorded. That's how in-depth our references are.
That's right, motherfucker.
Cat jam.
I like that the show has made a story somewhat, and it's kind of looks like it's going somewhere. I'm interested to see how they introduce Boost and then just kind of what they're going to do with all the icons being revealed. Like, are we just going to fight over
probably.
Them? Or...
They seem like the right kind of shape for juggling.
Like, what's actually going to be happening now?
I think doesn't help Snaggletooth either is his ridiculous hat. Like, why
he's got
would
the
you
hat
wear
and that coat and the glasses. Like, he just... None of his wardrobe is working for me. And then the teeth are just off. Like, it just makes it worse. And then I want to know more about this other guy. The one that, like, is how he's talking to both Spectre and Snaggletooth.
Alan?
Like, Alan, yeah. Alan Wrench.
Aron!
yeah, Lyon. Like, what's his deal? What is he doing? Why did he just randomly borrow Edison and then give it back? Why?
He needed electricity.
Like, why are they trying to make another monolith? Just, you know, because...
To get back! They want to get that 1,000-year-old inhuman, and they gotta get Will.
They want to get back to the future.
Willis! It's like the same thing. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3 is basically Digimon the movie. You can't do anything about it.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
You just have to go back to the beginning.
To the beginning. We smashed 3 movies together. It sort of made sense.
It made no sense.
Where's my tri-dump?
Nothing ever makes sense around here. Where's your tri-dump? I don't know.
Uh-oh. Where's my trident?
Speaking of trident, Dino Charge?
That's half for dangerous discussions with everyone. Yeah.
Molto bene. Oh god, it's that episode where he keeps repeating.
Why are you trying to be the grandpa from the ninja?
I was trying to be the episode where Doctor and the repeating, and he was on the train, remember? And, like, they were in a train and everyone kept repeating themselves. No?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember anything.
I remember it.
Where are we?
Dino Charge. Okay. Not Dino Thunder.
Dino Charge discussions with Shuki.
We're with the Judgmental Gems. And they were trying to find a guy to be the Dino Shard, and then it was like, money please, and then the muscle guy, and then they just couldn't get anybody. And they're like, man, we gotta force this energy to bond, even though we told Philip not to do that like 3 episodes ago.
The entire plan was stupid. I mean, when the
like, where'd they get this much rope from?
Was
how did you rent a crane?
Smart enough to know that Philip trying to buy his way into the energy working wasn't gonna work. How did they think this was going to work?
It's like the same exact situation. It's so
the
close.
The Energem's probably just sitting there laughing at him.
That's what happens when you try to kaboom it. What the fuck were you thinking?
Like, I want to know, first of all, how did they rent a crane? Who would let a caveman operate a crane?
They want to rent a crane.
I don't think he's licensed for that. Well, where'd you get this?
They're fossil excavators. They probably had a crane.
I don't think you use a crane in a dig site. You want to, you know, keep fossils kind of... They're a little fragile.
Shut up, I don't know. The fucking guys that found Phillips Peggy fossil where you're using like dynamite and bulldozers and shit?
Xandarians do not give a shit.
I don't think they're trained paleontologists.
They're like, we are from a fictional country. Nothing we do matters. This whole place is a set.
They literally kaboomed it.
Exactly.
Where did you get that much rope that you could just keep, like, stringing up more rope and then cutting it so it breaks?
Well, you just go buy rope. Well, that's not that unbelievable. Like, you just buy a rope.
Who's got this budget? Like,
rope can't be that expensive.
They're a museum.
How do you justify that in the budget?
Crane rental and a bunch of rope and the heavy weight.
They're a museum that somehow has thriving business in their food court. So.
Apparently.
They're the busiest fuck museum I've ever seen in my life.
And then no one questions where all this off-the-books money's going. Why does all these hundreds of thousands of dollars keep disappearing? Why is the electric bill so high in the basement? I don't know, don't ask questions.
Why is this money being funneled into Kendall's Swiss bank account?
Why does that guy keep sliding down that dinosaur mouth in the back? I have so many questions.
Kendall just does everything herself. She's the only employee, like, head of the museum. She's the only one on the board of trustees.
Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's
like,
just Kendall, and she talks to herself.
She's lost it.
Like, is Keeper on the board? Like, he's just been on Earth so long, he just... Oh, I'm just going to start this museum and get
Keeper
money.
Keeper just poofed into the meeting and said, credits will do fine, and then poofed out. And they were so freaked out that they just didn't care anymore.
Keeper's a useless little fuck.
Pretty much.
So is Brian.
Like, I'm all for U.S. exclusive things, but come on, Keeper. You're doing nothing. Kendall could have, like, done everything you did.
All he does
just
is
give
keep
her a staff.
That's why his name is Keeper.
Got
he
it.
Just, he keeps all the secrets. Well, in the finale, he's going to do, like, some ninja fighting against Sledge, and they're just going to comedically fight, because Sledge is, like, so, like, cumbersome, he can't do anything. And what's his name just flips around really funnily. It's like watching Kermit fight like a sumo wrestler. I just can't stop picturing Sledge's waddle. Like, he's so unintimidating now. I can't unsee it.
I really wasn't paying attention the first time that episode aired, and then you and, I think it was you and George, started laughing about it. And so I rewatched it the other day when I was writing my article, and I seen this little wild run, and I started cracking up.
It's amazing. Sledge is like an out-of-control lima bean. Like, that's all he is. Like, he's just this green lima bean who doesn't know how bounty hunting works.
Heckle's cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's the darkest timeline John Ralphio.
He's crazy looking.
Make that paper! I can't unsee it now.
What, John, like, Ralphio?
Yeah, like, I just...
He does look like him.
Like, obviously, like, at this moment, it's not really a surprise, because we knew about it from French people. But, like, just the existence of him was a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he needed to go back in the ship. Like, I think that given we only have one real episode after this, I think he could have just stayed out before it blows up. Like, obviously he's going to be out either way, but it just seemed weird for him to be like, oh, I escaped, oh, I'm back, oh, bloody hell, I got shot by a Dalek, and then he just flies in there.
Why does he have weird, like, vine tentacle powers?
Maybe that's somebody else.
So he was sharing the solitary confinement cell with someone else?
That's Mona Lisa.
Okay.
They're basically one person.
You know, I have tentacle powers, and the tentacles are in Shuquan Shinobi right now.
Oh, they're in you. The screw. Classic. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just didn't think he needed to go back in there. It seemed like really weirdly pointless to have him go outside and spin around a few times and then come back in.
They needed to put him back in there.
How is he or anybody still alive?
What?
Like, because they've been there so long. It's like, because I think it's because he's human that it stands out, but they've been in there millions of years. That's millions, like pinky up to your mouth, millions.
He even got Necroli.
Like,
he got Necroli and everyone started flipping his shit. How is she there?
She's not really.
Explain it, Chip! Explain it! And apparently, that's... like, Beevil from Ninja Storm or something. I don't even remember who the fuck that is. He's in It is in there somewhere, too.
Ball Weevil from Ben 10 was also in there. Just everyone. Evil. Evil Knievel. Dr. Evil.
Weevil Underwood.
All of them were just in the... They were in the evil cell.
I saw this one Ranger Board post about a guy that was, like, giving up on the show because Necroli was in a cell.
It is kind of like...
That sort of continuity error cannot be forgiven.
I think that's a bit extreme, but it is kind of dumb to put... I mean, I could see putting, like, Monsters of the Week, but putting, like, main villains in the cells just because you have the costume is kind of dumb. Especially since hers is, like... Not only she might not have been born yet, but she's from a different world, literally. Like, you couldn't even catch her in space.
I don't know. I don't care that much. Because, like, when I look at it, I go, well... Most of the kids watching this aren't going to know. They're just going to see a monster in a cage.
But Baskin Robbins is going to know, and that's really all that matters.
Like, we know because we've seen Mystic Force and have a memory and are adults. But most little kids aren't going to know. Kaylee could go watch it right now and wouldn't even notice it. And she's seen Mystic Force.
How do I learn how to murder from her? That's probably
exactly. Like, how do
any
I murder?
Murder tips?
Like, but I mean, you know, it'd be really difficult for most kids to recognize it. So it probably doesn't matter if you put in Bull Weevil or whatever the fuck his name is, and
Bull Weevil,
and Necroli, and whoever else you want. The little monkey dude from Jungle Fury.
I think he was a poster. I don't think he was.
Just put in full on Anton Mercer, just in a suit, just standing there, creepily looking in the camera.
That's all Necroli was doing. She was in the background that entire scene, just kind of going, waving her arms around like an idiot.
Like she just don't care. Oh.
Like, in fact, to me...
Everyone out and no one escaped.
Like, to me, I think of it as less...
Because there's a Charterville ran out quicker.
I think of it as less...
Cartoonist! Sorry.
As less of a continuity error and more of like an Easter egg for fans, like, hey, we know who that is, and you stuck the costume in the background. People who complain about it are just douchebags. Like, one minute they're sucking the Chiplin dick, and they're like, oh, Necroli in the background? Fuck that shit. I'm out of here. Okay, calm it down. Like, seriously, like, fucking people, man.
So what else happened in this episode?
Brian vigorously masturbated.
Was that
Tyler and Shelby went on to a date and got covered in ants.
Chased after his dad.
Oh yeah, that was so... George's recap was amazing. Come Back and Love Me was just perfect. Because that's Tyler's inner monologue for his entire life.
Dude!
Like, it's so funny because we're not even exaggerating what it's like. Like, it's so funny. Like, he's on the stage. He's like, you know, girl, dad, daddy. Oh,
Shelby's over there this is a bad date. Like, oh, you think we're on a date? Dad!
Dad?
Date?
Dad?
Dad?
Dates start with D. So do dad. There him is. Dad.
That necklace killed my father. Tyler.
He's fucking running. Dad!
Like, and then
dad's running, like, even though it's fake, like, his dad was terrified. Like, oh, shit.
Dad!
He found me. He wants some child support money.
His dad gets away. Wishing Star's there. Get out of my way! Dad!
And then Coda got diarrhea.
You made me miss my dad!
Poor Coda.
The whole bit reminds me of, like, the reoccurring joke in The Office where Andy would accidentally call people his dad. Like, he'd be like, screw you, dad, when he's talking to his boss. It's like, that's pretty much him.
Yeah. I felt bad for Chase's skateboard, though.
You can just buy a new one.
That's I guess.
But what was Riley's thing? Not enough hair gel? Didn't get his hero hair up in time?
He didn't believe in it, so he never made a wish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He didn't just believe.
He couldn't hang up his hero hair.
And Ivan's was just to continue to be a bootleg Ichabod, so he got to do that fun.
He's like, I want to save a damsel in distress. And after he saved her, he put her in her place and saw her go in the kitchen and clean.
What was it, ye old feminism? Is that what it was? Oh, classic.
Now go clean the stove, you fair wench. Like, oh, fuck.
You fair wench.
This is getting heavy up in here, and I know I'm gonna go wish for a purple ranger. Like, all right. Clearly, you didn't see like Coda trying to like keep from shitting all over the kitchen.
Yeah, but he just does that every week, though. Everyone knows Coda's not even potty trained.
Yeah, they really understand how bathrooms work.
That's why he wears sandals, because he's ruined so many pairs of shoes before.
Oh God.
Just like we killed him. The Coda diarrhea bit. And now the Energem got stolen. And now it's like, my master plan is to charge the batteries in my toy gun. Boom. Finally.
Now my toy gun glows purple.
Like, I mean, I get it. He's a bounty hunter, but he can't sell anything because everyone he's known and loved is dead. And everyone that hired people to find the people he captured are also dead.
His mom is dad.
But somehow the people...
I don't think any of their bounties are still active.
Yeah, they're like, I don't even think the money counts. They're still using Zenny. Like, I don't know. It's just all... Like, I know it's Power Rangers, but that's a long time to be alive.
Was it this episode that he talked about his employer?
I think it's the... I thought it was the Christmas clip or something that somebody said.
No, it was this one, because he was in his little chair on the ship.
Oh. I bet it's...
Because he was bitching about the monster, and he was like, my employer would pay 40,000 insert currency here for him, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, he said his employer! There's a higher power!
I bet it's Chaos. Or Darth Vader.
Both.
It's Kylo Ren, because Darth Vader's dead. He will finish what he started. It's
probably just Damon. He wants to use the monsters to kill all his heretics.
That seems right, actually. Damon could still be alive. That would actually work.
Yeah. And he's super hot.
Elena woke up and is probably dead because she's human.
It was so funny because we're watching the season premiere of the Vampire Diaries, and they're all writing in their little journals, like, Dear Elena, like, this is what we're doing. And I just go, Dear Elena, nothing much has changed since you've been gone. We can't even notice. We don't even notice a difference with you not being here.
I really don't, except for she got kidnapped when she was in the coffin. That's a thing.
Yeah.
She got kidnapped within a minute of turning human. It's like, Dear God, Elena, come on now. I'm human, kidnapped, son of a bitch.
She just can't help herself.
I really just miss Catherine, to be honest.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Catherine haters. Like... But obviously this episode of Dino Charge was about Catherine. Everyone knows that. All of Dino Charge is actually about Catherine Pierce. She's the real employer. She's going to make a comeback.
Yeah. I needs more Damon.
Needs more Diggle? And Peace Pips? D-Pips?
Dino Charge doesn't even have a Caroline.
0 out of 10. But next week is Christmas. They're like, alright, we need to break onto the ship. But first, it's a holly jolly Christmas.
First, we get a call from Santa. Oh, hey, Santa!
Well, that's
Santa!
Chiplin took instructions from Kobayashi on how to do this.
Jeez, you don't smell like Santa. You sit on a throne of lies. No one with the elf references, no one's picking this shit up. They're dropping the elf references like they're the hot shit the code has been dropping.
Elf was stupid.
How dare you? How dare you? Buddy the Elf is an inspiration.
I haven't seen Elf.
I'm just done. I'm done with my... I'm turning my humanity switch off. Why did you turn humanity switch off? Because my friends hadn't seen Elf.
It took you long to see fucking Paul Blart, too.
I saw it. It was funny.
I know. That's why I said it took you this long, though. I saw you with your tall Sentai Blart Ranger, or the fuck you said.
The only thing I don't like about it is that they just, like, squashed the whole, like, Amy thing, which was the whole point of the last movie, like, within the first seconds. Like, they could have just said she was on vacation or something, and it would have been the same. Like, I hate when sequels, like, squash part of the heart of the previous movie, but it was still pretty funny. Like, him requesting a bottomless bowl of peanut M&Ms is basically why he's my spirit animal.
Like, I thought it was just so funny. Like, I loved the fight sequences. It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Those movies.
I want to go watch that movie now.
I want to watch the original Recipe one. I miss Behood.
I love Behood. Paul Blart, my friend!
Peanut butter and jelly, what up?
So now it's time for Ramble time.
So Pokemon sucked again.
What was it? I watched it.
Tierno and Shauna came in. Here's the thing. I'm fine with that because I like Blastoise. So I was cool with that. We're trying to figure out why. Because Ivysaur's original voice was, you're like, Ivysaur. Now, like, he's like, Ivysaur. I'm like, what the fuck happened to you? Like,
he's just got a deep voice. He hit puberty early.
He needs to chill. Leave and I had him a joke.
Leave Brady alone.
Leave him alone.
Hello. That was a terrible
Some Ivysaur hit that point before other Ivysaur. God.
Oh, I really should write my jokes down because I had a joke for that while I was watching it. I can't think of what it is now.
I need to write everything down because I forget everything I'm going to say.
If I wrote everything down, I wouldn't be able to read it, so it would be useless. Like, who scribbled all over my paper?
Is that a you can't write properly joke or a you can't read joke?
I can't write properly. My handwriting's atrocious. I've been typing for so long, it looks terrible.
My handwriting's always been atrocious, but I'm just used to it by now.
Like, it looks slightly better in cursive, but not really.
Mine's actually really good.
My boss's handwriting is worse. He can't read it. I read it. He has to ask me what he wrote half the time because he can't read his own fucking handwriting.
Violent.
Like, but, like, he sounds like a fucking serial killer. Ivysaur. Like, oh, shit. Ivysaur about to kill a bitch. But yeah, that happened. Eevee was all scared of its own shadow.
Eevee's a little pussy.
Like, and I love it, like, Shauna's like, I'm so jealous, she has so many, like, contest possibilities, and Serena's like, what do you mean? Like, you realize Ivysaur turns into, like, 8 different fucking things, right?
Ivysaur had 8 Pokemon?
I mean, Eevee... God damn it.
Go, Flareysaur! Sylveysaur's my favorite!
I like Leafysaur.
It's a double grass type.
I spent so long going on about Ivysaur. Eevee turns into like 8 different things. What do you mean?
Hashtag Eevee-saur.
Then we had to like recap them all. So that, like, Serena could figure it out.
At least it wasn't Ash that did it this time.
And I like how Eevee perked his ears up when she talks about Jolteon. Like, like, Ash, really? I thought we were... Why is Brian in far away?
I'm getting my pills. I forgot to take them.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
otherwise, he goes psychotic. Drugs are
I stood up, and now I really have to piss.
Brian's getting his diabetes pills.
He can diabetes.
Brian and his diabetes. It's so he doesn't go into a coma in the middle of the podcast. Mm-hmm. We're not in the bathroom with Brian, are we?
What?
Go ahead and talk. I'm going to go pee.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we're in the bathroom with Brian.
We're not.
I got a professional microphone. I can't do that shit.
You can't be a professional and take your microphone to the bathroom at the same time.
Fuck us and your professional microphone.
Challenge accepted.
Just say fuck us with your professional microphone. That's just weird. This everyone's Brian yelling to us from
this
the
is what it's like to live in a house with Brian, I imagine. Just get yelled at from the bathroom constantly.
Quick, cat, bring me the charger. My DS is dying. Trying to catch a legendary.
That's the only place to catch legendaries. Everyone knows that. Can he hear us?
My headphones are wireless.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Big comfy couch moment.
We're in his ear while he pees.
Oh god.
It's kind of a trippy thing because the microphone isn't near me.
It's like we're standing over him watching.
It's so intimate.
Maybe? I don't know.
It's like we're standing over him watching him pee.
That was fun. I ain't cutting that out.
It's more interesting than a whole Pokemon episode.
That was some hardcore Pokemon discussion.
Yeah.
So, moving along to...
I don't know.
Turtles on this week?
No. Was there a Turtles that we never did discuss?
It was the Hashtag Heroes special that I still haven't watched.
I never did watch it. I don't think I recorded it. But, well, since we decided to make a segment now for Turtles, I will mention that... I didn't get to talk about Armagon.
Oh, my God.
Armagon!
I keep falling asleep. Fuck it. I did enjoy that episode. I did not like the fact that Armagon had to share the spotlight with other people and things.
Other people that didn't matter.
Stupid yeah, AI like...
bullshit.
But I did like that he had, that we have a bunch of Fugitoid focus because, you know, the Fugitenant is awesome. But yeah, I can't wait to see Armagon again doing more stuff because he's just a big fucking space shark. I like Armagon. Go fuck yourselves, both of you.
I like Armagon too. It's just your fucking microphone's fucked up.
Your mother is fucked up.
I could have told you that one, but.
That's right, Brian, you douchebag.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
That was the cat. Oh my God.
Aerosol's my favorite person in the universe.
I think.
What? Did he do the diggle thing?
Yes.
He did it! Wait. I gotta see it.
Wait, what did he do? What did he do? Let me go see.
Yes! My new avatar is here!
Oh, that's
perfect.
So good.
Whoops, I didn't mean to open it in your tab. I meant to save it. Stupid screen.
I meant to...
We pause everything to talk about Diggle things.
Okay, so hold on. Wait, let me go find... Where's Diggle? Where... I want to make more of those Pokemon... Diggle...
It's Diggle it! Diggle it! Just oh my a God. Little bit...
That's awesome. That is dig. What had just happened? I don't know what happened there. Diggle, Digglet.
I was saying Diggle to Wigglet. Never mind.
You're wiggling your Digglet? That's just...
What Pokemon can be peace bibs? That's the real question.
What Pokemon is beautiful?
Me?
And perfect in every way.
Me? I'm beautiful and perfect in every way.
No, you're not. Go away.
It's obviously Diggersby. There's clearly no other choice. Peace Pigs? That sounds gross. Peace Pig sounds like a spoink one.
Peace Billsby. I don't know.
Figure it out.
Whatever. Good times, I think. I don't know. Diggle.
Anyway. I love me some Diggle.
Armageddon.
Yeah, I'm done with your mom. Yeah.
Okay. Shield, right?
Yes, Shield.
Okay.
I don't lay down when I want to lay down. Shield. Don't tell me what to do.
Shield was really good.
Takaru found ghost icons.
We're going to talk about ghost ring Shield.
then the monolith blew up at the end. It was great.
I was like shocked at how the episode opened up. They're like, oh, let's have a lovely dinner. Oh god, she's bleeding out.
Like, I just sat here talking about how, oh, I'm glad she's good because she's a good character, and I really like her and stuff. Yay, strong arm and a poof. Welp. Thanks, Ward.
Classic Ward murdering.
Fucking dick. Killed strong arm.
Like, I honestly, the strong arm, Frank Azar? Anyway, it's a lawyer here. Local joke.
We have a lawyer named the strong arm here. That's weird.
But
I feel like he'd represent Dawson when Dawson goes to jail for child porn.
Dear God. That's too far. Way too far.
That's too far? Okay.
Racism? Okay. But
We all know, Dawson eats a lot of Subway, is all I'm saying.
Look. I support Chuck and Community, so, and they have a new Star Wars commercial, so all three. Yep. Anyway, like, I really was not expecting the episode to open like that, like, especially after last week.
Fuck off my keyboard! Sorry. I'm really loud today.
And, like, I honestly thought for some reason, I wasn't sure how, but that it was going to be some sort of dream sequence, but
yeah,
it wasn't.
I was getting that vibe, and then it didn't happen. Cisco failed me. And
Cisco, I thought Cisco was just going to vibe it out, and then we would be done. So, yeah, that was just a completely shocking way to start it up. And then it was just really good from there. I mean, Coulson was full on mad. Coulson was Brian in the bathroom mad. He was like, my headset is wireless! That's just what he screamed to Mac before he stormed out. Mac had no idea what was going on.
Yo, you're director now. Peace.
But I have questions. No. No questions, son. This is the streets. So, yeah. He's on a rampage, and Fitzsimmons got kidnapped, and now, like, everybody ever has gone to the alien planet, so Gemma can't be cool anymore. You get Ward and Fitz and Coulson. I don't know how Coulson made that landing. Like, amazing. I thought they were indoors, too, so I don't even know how he did that.
I know, I was like, I texted Jeff, I was like, they should have put a roof on it.
Yeah, like,
it would have solved
if you problem. Like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Like, Coulson's timing was just on point. So,
like, what if they turned it off just a second earlier and he splatted?
Like, that would have been the end of Coulson. That would have been terrible, just the robot arm sitting there, alone. Oh, and Coulson tried to choke out, why am I forgetting his name? I want to call him Nick, that's his regular name. There we go. Hunter. Yeah, Hunter. And then, like, he punched the wall with his robot arm like a badass. He's like, boom, Anakin Skywalker.
Hi, Kaylee.
No. I sent it back.
She's coming to murder you, Dawson.
She's basically that inhuman girl from last year that just started killing a bunch of people with her mind. What else happened? Mac did, like, call in. I love the part where he, like, called in, like, the Calvary and him and Daisy did that fist bump. I like their partnership. Although I still miss Fitzmac. They're still my 1-2 pairing, to be honest.
I like how their backup is just the guy that can bend metal.
Like, and alright, we got Lucas or whatever his name is, or and this guy, because he's the only other one we found at this point.
He's the only other one we got to keep.
Like, why us? Everyone else is dead, and we haven't really been looking for anyone else. We've been pretty booked. Yeah, what's our uniform? Black sweaters. Like, pretty much, it's kind of cold, you know. Winter is coming and all that.
Giggity.
Got some gloves, you know. Might want to put some, you know, long underwear on. I don't know what you're doing, but I got that on. But yeah, it was a really great episode. And the finale is probably going to be crazy with all the planet stuff.
Fitz and Simmons got captured.
Yeah, we talked about it at the beginning. Remember I said, because then Fitz went to the planet. And
Oh, I don't remember.
He doesn't listen when you talk. No one listens when Dawson talks.
Brian just waits for it to be his turn to talk.
There was a cat on my keyboard, and I was yelling at it. And
but yeah, so I get a feeling that maybe Ward might not make it back. Because I heard that somebody's going to die or something in the finale, and I get a feeling that Ward, like, it's Ward's time, maybe.
It's probably just your mother.
If it's Fitz, I quit the show.
If it's Fitz, I send it back. They can kill any of those unnamed Hydra soldiers. Nobody cares about them. As I could say. I totally forgot that Ward had another brother. Because I remember he had that one guy that was from White Collar that he killed. And they're like, we got Ward's brother that works at Best Buy or wherever. Oh, he was a jewelry store. Best Buy. I don't even know where I got that from. The best jewelry to buy. It's Best Buy, but with lowercase b's, and it's just a jewelry store. And then I remember that story about the whole well thing, so I totally forgot about that.
We need you as leverage to draw him out. Well, make sure you kill him!
Like, whoa, was not expecting that. That guy's an asshole. Was not expecting him to do that. That guy is an asshole. Which one was that from? Which Nate Vlogs was that? Oh, that was the Ninja Turtles movie. I was not expecting.
Where'd you get ice?
That guy's an asshole.
From the refrigerator.
Ice cube.
Yeah, ice from Hooters. How is it still ice? It's been like 5 hours at least since we've eaten.
It's winter.
She went all the way back to. She can teleport.
I believe she can.
The inhuman.
Not
power.
Only is she a murderer, she's a witch.
I believe that Kaylee probably is a witch. Brian said you're a witch.
Burn the witch.
Oh man.
Brian said you're a witch.
Look, it's that point in the night.
She's
getting weird.
She's preparing to hit me and I'm scared. Brian,
preparing? Is she winding up?
No, she's getting ready to punch me. She's
as long
winding
as she
up.
She doesn't have a knife.
No.
Someone in the Shield episode had a knife. I'm sure someone had a knife. Ubilon was there.
Someone had
that guy.
Oh yeah, he's like, we're no longer the defenders of Antara. When that one guy that
everyone on my timeline was like, Dragon Knight reference, and I'm like, Iron Chef.
Exactly, I was about to say Iron Chef. God damn it, Brian.
I had
Iron Cuckoo.
Iron Cock.
It's a Futurama reference. Ha! I fucked you up, Sigilyph. Suck my balls.
Doesn't even have a mouth.
You don't just know.
Just has like an eye stick that comes out of it. Sigilyph is like a bloated stomach with wings and an eye stick.
Your mother's a bloated stomach with wings and an eye stick.
True. What were we talking about?
Kaylee's laughing at you.
Oh, when that guy, that asshole UTC guy or whatever, started shooting everyone. Like, I honestly, legitimately for a second, thought it was Kilgrave, and then I remember that they were gonna have.
My name is Dawson.
Because I knew then it wasn't real when the gun turned itself around. I'm like, I don't think Kilgrave can mind control guns. Not even the Doctor can do that. Speaking of, this is not to do with the actual episodes and discussing it next week, but it looks like the Doctor's getting a sonic screwdriver again, so people can stop complaining.
But it's new. I like new. It's a new screwdriver.
I'm excited for it. I liked the sunglasses, though, because I thought it was fun, and it was funny to see, like, uptight Doctor Who fans just freak the fuck out.
Like, oh yeah, I love the sunglasses. It made me so, like, it's because it was different and cool, and Capaldi can do whatever he wants and is magical.
Because, like, when he kept it, they're like, they can't do that! They're disgracing the franchise! Fuck you, Moffat! Like, they just get so uptight. It's like, God, you guys are, like, really against
fun. They
got
a big stick up their ass.
Oh,
they really and they like it.
Bitch.
What?
I forgot to talk about the pinup calendar.
Oh, yeah! Oh.
let's talk about it now. I don't care.
It's ramble time.
ramble time, pinup calendar.
So,
the stick up the ass really reminded him of it.
It's because Alison Kipperman's straddling a giant bald eagle's neck. That's what.
That is an image that I will never, ever leave me, and I hate it so much.
I really want to know why you would want that image to leave you, Brian.
Because it's awful.
She wasn't
it is
even
not
naked
awful. I've met her. It was not awful.
Well, the picture is not a flattering picture.
Well, how do you get a flattering picture straddling a bald eagle? I mean, come on.
I'm sure you could find a way.
The only real problem I have is that she doesn't stop talking. She just keeps talking to you, which I guess is fine if you're a
fan. Where's that happening?
Voices.
What was that happening?
I'm hearing the voices.
Yeah. Oh, I miss Gibby and his little brother. Is it Gubby? Happy birthday!
Like, what's happening? I'm trying to figure out why this is a... That's an awful picture.
Yeah, so is your mother.
But it's okay, because Nakia Breeze can protect us with her lions.
Why does she have lions? Because she's from Africa?
That's because she's from Africa.
That's what we determined at dinner today.
Her zord was a foot.
It wasn't...
We determined that the only connection to lions she has is because she's from Africa.
That's racist.
Which is racist because she's black.
If her zord was a foot, a equal sign robot, and then she got a car. Like, where do the lions fit in?
She likes them Africans.
I felt like there's a lot to say about this. I just don't have the energy anymore.
Sierra Hanna was there being hot.
That's about the only picture that turned out good, and that's because I don't think she could take a bad picture.
I don't think she can either.
I'm disappointed Rose McIver didn't show up in full-on iZombie makeup. Like, that would have been amazing. Bell.
What, Kaylee? Only I'll get you some. Anna Hutchinson had an okay picture.
Which one was that?
I don't remember, but I remember it was a good picture.
I was on a bike. She was trying to be Michaela from Transformers.
I thought she was trying to be Evil Lily, and she was like, I don't give a
and
fuck.
And then they had,
I like things.
They had the black girl from Time Force. And I didn't even know she was still a thing.
She came back to the fandom because she needs money.
Oh, so she's like Amy Jo Johnson, but black.
It's like one of those actors that just randomly comes back, and they're like, I didn't realize that I still had all this money. I mean, fans.
That's basically just what I assume happens in the minds of anyone that was never in the fandom and then decided to come back and do con circuits.
Pretty much it.
Like, I didn't realize I had a gold mine. I mean, fans here.
$200 pizza party.
You too can have private dinner with Blake Foster.
Blue crew!
Okay.
I will not stop until there's a private dinner with the Beetleborgs. And the Hillhurst crew in the Hillhurst Mansion set. Is that too much to ask?
A little bit.
So, probably.
Fine, then I'll just settle for brunch with Tripp and Van and Eagleton. That would be amazing.
It would also be amazing if Dawson got pushed off of a cliff.
That would be amazing.
Skydiving for free?
Well,
hell yeah!
Thank you, Derek.
Flash?
Yes, Flash.
That's just the best thing ever.
Or I guess it's Flash and Arrow. It's just all one giant...
Yeah, it kind of just bleeds together.
Like, honestly, the episodes had, like, the same tone because it was all just one thing. I can't wait to see Bleach Bustus react to that. Like, they did not give no fucks. It was all together. Like, there was no separation.
I didn't get to see the Arrow portion tonight because we were away. But I watched the half last night from Flash, and I loved it. I loved Hawkman just swooping in and grabbing her. Vandal Savage was just awesome. Like, there was just so many fun things about it that I really liked. Felicity being Felicity, and then combined with Cisco. Like, it
Fisco.
Was... Thea's reaction when the Flash showed up, like...
Do we know the Flash? I know we knew the Flash. I was waiting for Barry to go, what happened to Roy?
Right?
When I traveled back in time, did I turn him into a female? Like,
did I do that?
That me? Is that, do I have to apologize for that? So, like, and then I liked Diggle throws up whenever he runs really fast, like...
Every time.
Damien Dark was just like, the fuck? Like, he's over here killing Oliver, and he's like, well, that's different.
That's Damien Dark, the evil 50s house dad. so weird seeing him in Paul Blart now.
I know.
I have to go watch that.
Next year they're going to have The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, and Paul Blart crossover. Safety never takes a holiday.
That's right. Like, if the shows already were like just weren't good enough with everything they've been doing this season, then they did this crossover and it was like even better. I was like, God damn.
I like how Flash's episode largely took place in Star City, and then Arrow's largely took place in Central City, and by Central City I mean the farm. But I love how Thea made a joke about superheroes at a farm. I think I've seen this recently. But all I could think about was, is that Superman's house?
I did too.
That's the first thing I thought of. Like, it's too perfect after all that. And then on the same day that new Batman Superman trailer comes out, it's all connected. Is that Superman's house?
I like Batfleck.
Oh, that's so funny. Like, seriously, that lady thought Superman was going to be there. Is that Superman's house? Like, oh, they're in trouble now. They're going to go get Superman. That's what that lady was thinking. Like, the Avengers are in trouble. They're going to go see Superman. It's just funny because there's people that probably think that way.
Oh, man.
That's just upsetting. Please stop.
Is that Superman? But yeah, Thea was really funny with all that stuff. She's been a lot more enjoyable since she found out when she's not being a crazy murderer. Although she did try to crazy murder Vandal Savage and it didn't work out too
well. Actually, she's really fun as a crazy murderer. Like, I like crazy murderers, Thea. Like this episode had, like, everyone in it. Malcolm Merlyn's there with the League of Assassins.
Is that, like, the only way you know how to enter a room? Like, the question is, how do you get all those guys in there? He's like, all right, everyone, just huddle in. Get in the shadow. They won't even see you. Come on, back it up. George, you're in the way there. Just like, Mike, I told you, in place. Like, all right, now we just got to stay here quietly for 45 minutes until they return. Can you do that? Does everybody go to the bathroom? My headset is wireless. Damn it, Brian. They're going to know you used their bathroom.
I promise I'll wipe the seat.
So good. But
sometimes I forget and I get yelled at.
Jesus. But that was just, like, really funny that, I mean, it was, like, unintentionally funny that, like, he snuck up from the shadows, but he has, like, all these people with him.
He needs his posse, okay?
And, like, Flash's episode was the only one that had, like, a Flash storyline going on that wasn't related to it, because you had Dr. Wells and Caitlin.
Peace Bivs shot that motherfucker.
She can get away with it, though, because she's Peace Bivs, and it's fine. But, like, it kind of reminded me of how Joe's, like, shoot first, ask questions later all those times. Yo! Grodd's back!
Yo!
But, like, he, like, took one step. He's like, now look. And she's like, boom! Like, holy shit, Peace Bivs! He just said, look, or whatever he said. I hate shots! Shoots him.
Gay Derek was there to, like, fix the day.
I'm still waiting for them to kiss after he saved him. He's like, thanks, and then they just start kissing.
Who, Jay and Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic Harry.
Like,
it's a pleasure to work with me.
I like Cisco.
Their pairing name is Jerry.
Perfect.
I liked Cisco describing who Kendra is to the group. This is my beautiful friend who sometimes kisses me.
I hope whenever we do the next ones, or maybe we'll do, like, the smaller ones later. I was a little disappointed we didn't get, like, Harry interacting with them, and I think Joe just possibly reacting to certain things over on the other side would have been fun.
Yeah,
Joe's just a fun guy to have around.
Joe's your black dad, of course he's fun to have around.
Joe needs to get, like, a web spinoff that happens between the hiatus just called Joe, and it's just, like, about his everyday life, you know, getting breakfast with Joe, driving to work. You know, fighting gorillas, whatever he does on a daily basis.
Bathroom trips with Joe.
I'd watch it. That's the premium price. You get the bathroom cam.
I just picture Joe running down the halls of the police station yelling, yo!
Yo! yo, we got a 417 or whatever police codes are.
We got a 41629 or
we got a YOLO.
YOLO?
Bitch, YOLO! I said YOLO.
Yo! Low! Classic.
Who else freaked out a little bit in the aero Porsche when everyone started disintegrating?
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Like, I thought they were just going to show Ollie doing it, and then, you know, Barry was going to run off, but then they had to show everyone else get burned alive. Like, quick, let's just show everyone you love dying. It's really funny because it worked out both for Barry and, like, the audience of, like, how bad would it have to be for Barry to do time travel without... It would have to be a child showing up. I'd be like, fuck this, and then he just time travels. No, but, like, how bad would it have to be for him to go ahead and do it anyway? Without even thinking about it. Pretty bad, I guess.
Yeah, well, that was pretty bad. I think he was excused.
Because the whole plan went to shit. Kendra couldn't get it up, and then Oliver was sitting there trying to hold back tears while fighting. Like, Oliver, what's wrong? You're not on your game. I'm fine. Tries to throw a punch and misses. Damn it, Oliver. Like, it's gonna be fine. Okay, let me help you with the gauntlet. No, your tears are getting on it. We're slipping.
And then he fucking lies again anyway.
See, this time he was ready for it.
Look, he lied, bad things happened. Okay, lies again.
I don't know why Felicity can, though. I mean, she probably would tweet it out. You know how Felicity is with her Twitter, but... So that'll be a thing later.
That's not going to end well again.
I'm still unclear on the whether or not that Connor, because obviously the kid's name's not Connor, but that whole thing's working out, whether it is related to Oliver or not for Legends of Tomorrow. Because I heard it wasn't related to Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then you said it was, but I don't know what's going on with that. But I still stand by the fact that that would have been a way cooler way to reveal it. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that they continued that storyline because it sort of set up this kind of continuity between the crossovers. But I thought it would be such a cooler way to, like, save it maybe for another year for, like, a Legends of Tomorrow Arrow crossover for Oliver to, like, be, you know, teaming up with Sarah, checking in, making sure she's not murdering folks or something. And then all of a sudden they time travel and meet his son. That would have been such a cooler way to pay that off than, hey, look, here's a 10-year-old and here's the Flash figures you can buy. I like the idea that in that society, they made a figure for Captain Cold. Like, that's like making figures of, like, the people you see on the news that have done bad things recently. Like, just, can you imagine? Like, here's a figure
like
of the
that
guy.
Batman guy.
I was just going to say that, actually. Jesus. I was just going to say, here's an action figure of the guy that shot up the Batman theater. It's like, I want an action figure of the theater thug, to be honest, though. He was the most hardcore. Hey, man,
you know,
give me the money.
You know what I saw at Toys R Us? You can buy action figures of Kevin and Harry and Mar from Home Alone. Like, apparently that's a thing. Like, with different hands and accessories, and there's, like, a face with the iron, like, stamped on it. I'm like, well, that's different.
I knew there was an action figure for everything when I saw the charred Uncle Owen and Aunt Brew figures. Like, they have their skeletons, and you can buy them. I knew that. That's when I'm like, yep, there's an action figure for everything.
I wish I could buy Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru's charred skeleton.
You can.
You can.
I've never actually seen somewhere in player person you can go buy it.
Well, just believe. And you two will be able to own their charred corpses.
I would love to own a charred corpse.
Dear Lord. Well, that's what happened in this episode. Everyone got charred, and then Vandal Savage got dusted like a vampire. But then, you know, Malcolm Merlyn's going to take it home and pee on it like R. Kelly, and then it's going to be fine.
I want to, like, piss on
how
you.
How is he going to bring him back?
I don't know. Like, the
drip, 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 pee
you imagine
on you.
If the Lazarus pit hadn't been destroyed, like, if he just, like, putting someone's ashes in there, like, how bad that would be?
I don't think that would work.
Like, you just put their ashes in there, they just basically come out like Sandman, like, mid-formation. Like, Jesus.
Oh my god.
So why is he bringing him back in the first place?
Well, because of the spinoff. He's like, God damn it, guys, you weren't supposed to kill him. He's got a star in this new show. I'm so sorry, man. We just contracted him, and then you went and blew him up. Like, nobody told Oliver and Barry that he was going to need to be in this new show, and then they killed him. Like, oh, shit. This is going to get us some bad publicity. He just killed our new star. Because you pretty much knew that there was going to have to be... Well, I mean, I was surprised, I guess, that... it resolved in a killing way just because I knew that something was going to happen because he's going to be like the main villain for Legends of Tomorrow. So obviously it's something to do with Malcolm Merlyn. Malcolm Merlyn. Be back at you. And his daughter, Tia Queen.
Oh, God.
How do you think going back in time is going to backfire? Do you think that's going to lead to the grave?
I don't know. I'm kind of curious if it even will, just because I think it obviously is going to backfire with the Oliver's son stuff, but there really was no better option.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he traveled the first time, they were...
Give me the DS.
Central City was pretty fucked over in terms of Weather Wizard was about to like flood it, but like this was like crazy bad. Like the whole city was about to be disintegrated, so I don't know. I mean... it might have something to do with Legends of Tomorrow set up and when Vandal Savage comes back.
Maybe.
But I don't know. I mean, I think this could be a time where it might not be. But, I mean, I don't know what the better alternative would have been. But I was really pleasantly surprised that that was a really neat thing to incorporate. I didn't expect that, them to incorporate the whole time travel thing. I love when he's telling Oliver about it, and he's like, what the hell? My world is stranger than yours. Just okay?
just deal with it, man.
Which is true. What else? I feel like a lot did happen. It was just a lot going on. It was basically like part crossover, part like hot girl and hot guy's pilot episode.
Was he saying hot girl or hot girl?
It's hard. It really is hard
to tell. It probably is, but that's not what I'm asking about.
But I liked the way they did that. I thought it was a good introduction for them. It was neat to have a bit of a bigger conflict all around than just like two little individualized plots. I do hope that like later down the line, maybe not this season, but I mean when they do one, we can get one where more like last year's, not necessarily in terms of just smaller conflicts, but in terms of it not being about setting up something else. Just because, like, this was really enjoyable, but I did miss some of the more the character interaction moments, which they did have a lot of the good character interactions, but I feel like the other ones had some more kind of funny and small little moments off to the side because they didn't have to worry about setting up anything.
Mm-hmm.
Did enjoy that Barry Oliver hug, though. So that was pretty funny. He's like, you know, I could just hug you without you knowing it. And then I just reminded
Barry and Oliver
of when
he calls it Bolivar.
When I don't remember what episode it was like Drake and Josh were like they made up or something. He's like, hug me, brother. And he's like, no, this is embarrassing. He's like, quick one, and they just like hugged really quick. So I just pictured Barry doing that to Oliver, just like this quick lightning thing. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. Kind of like when he hid that DNA test with his lightning speed. He's like, let me just. What was that? Nothing. I don't know what you saw. I just saw lightning like spark up from your hand. No. I was walking on this carpet with socks earlier. That just happens sometimes. You know, static electricity. Barry's not a very good secret keeper. It's like, what were you and Oliver talking about? He's like, you know, lighting, aperture, shutter, focus. Like, it's just the same camera words.
I like how Ollie comes into William's room and is like, I have a friend of your mom's. You think it'd be cool if I come by and see you now and then?
You can know, I come by and play with
you?
Can I come by and play with you, little boy? Yeah, just believe.
I'm oh, like, God. That's not a little bit strange.
Not. I mean, his world is dangerous, but she doesn't really know that. So, like, her apprehensiveness just seems like way over the top. Like, if she knew he was Green Arrow, I would get it, but she's like, I can't have someone associating with a politician.
She was kind of being a bee, like.
And the, yeah, there's no reason to be afraid of Moira anymore. She dead.
She dead.
Oliver's like, you mean to tell me my dead mom's still a scumbag?
My mom was questionable, but she wouldn't do that. Look, I got the check. I never cashed it because I'm a fucking idiot.
Basically.
Like, that thing expired after 180 days. You can't cash that now, just so you know. The money's gone anyway.
Yeah, he's broke.
It is.
Well, joke's on you. I'm broke!
He didn't want to tell Felicity because he was worried about his money drying up. Damn, if she breaks up with me, how am I going to buy all my stuff?
I'm running for office using my girlfriend's money. Like, oh, okay.
For next week's, though, but for, I mean, next week's Arrow, but I saw it flashes, and it looks like it's going to be a fun one with Captain Cold, Weather Wizard, and that's where Luke, all the Luke footage is actually in the Flash. Yeah, where's Luke? He's on the Flash! Dancing around in a Santa suit. You know how he do. He's just doing him. I think that'll be, I think it's going to be interesting because we know that Captain Cold's going over to Legends of Tomorrow, and they sort of hinted a little bit at stuff with that last time in his appearance, so I think it'll be interesting to see just because the promo makes it seem like just a generic evil team up, but
yeah, the promo the promo didn't really sell it as a mid-season finale.
Yeah, especially compared to like some of the stuff we've been getting, like we already had like the crazy Zoom conflict, which felt like a mid-season finale episode, so it might end up being one of those things where it could just be a very solid episode, but it could be one of those things where the preview just doesn't do it justice. But like I said, I didn't see the preview for Arrow, but I read the description and it sounds more mid-season finale-y. And I saw like some of the pictures. I think it's like Oliver's like fundraiser thing comes under attack. So that sounds
that,
like
that sounds way more boring than it's going to be.
Pretty much.
Oliver's having a fundraiser.
His fundraiser comes under attack by special interests. Lobbyists invade.
We don't want you to clean up the bay. We want to keep dumping our toxic waste into it. Like, oh my god, here we go.
Quote by the orgs in the Wall Street Journal. But yeah, it was overall just really enjoyable, but like it I said, I just missed some of the smaller character interactions. Laurel was in it, but I feel like she didn't do anything except stand around and react to things and then come in and scream ineffectually at Vandal Savage. She's like,
I will yell at you.
She just got out of the van and screamed, and he's like, well, okay.
Dumb bitch.
I mean, I was just really disappointed.
At me.
There wasn't a big belly burger feast at the end. I mean, come on.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Would be.
It would have been like the shawarma in Avengers 1.
Big belly burger makes the world go around. Everyone knows that. None of this DJ burger crap. That's why Rosalind ended up dead. She got the wrong burger. Ward's like, big belly burger or nothing, son. That's exactly how it went down. You didn't see, but underneath his jacket, he was wearing a big belly burger t-shirt.
Oh, okay. I believe you.
Just believe.
Exactly. You fucking okay. Douchebag.
So
just believe in big belly burger.
Fake it. So, Supergirl then?
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched this, right? Yeah, I did.
Unlimited power. It was about girls that are super, and they fought Red Tornado robots.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this Red Tornado.
This was actually a really good episode. I liked it quite a lot.
It was. Red Tornado kind of looked stupid, but...
Yeah, he looked kind of stupid, but the fights were well done in terms of effects.
Yeah, the fights were great, and, like, the effects on Red Tornado were really good. His suit just looked really stupid.
Yeah, he looked like, I don't know, it reminded me of something I just couldn't quite put my finger on, but it did look really dumb, but like the fights were impressive, and I thought like it was another good character episode, I thought, for Kat too and for Kara. I thought it was really strong. Like, there really wasn't any heavy-handed I'm a girl stuff, and like the sort of anger she was going through sort of made
sense.
You're
a girl?
No.
Oh.
But it was just a really, it was probably one of my favorite episodes they've done so far.
It had a little bit of
electric
everything.
Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm. and even had Kara's. She screamed, but not ineffectually, because lasers came out of her eyes when she did it.
and that's always helpful.
And she knocked out her powers, though. She got cut by glass. So that'll be interesting.
Are you okay? I'm bleeding!
I'm bleeding. Call a doctor! Call a coroner!
Kara, that's what people do when they get cut. You don't understand!
What is this color? Red? Is this what color it is when people bleed?
Do you bleed?
What if Kryptonians didn't have red blood? That'd be really awkward.
That would be really awkward. Like super generic, like, green alien blood that's, like, stereotypical. Like, you just got slimed. Kids' Choice Awards. Lol, joke's on you, cat. Gotta go. Man, I don't have,
Kara,
like,
what's happening to you? I'm made of Nickelodeon.
Sponsored by Nickelodeon. They're trying to kill my show, even though we just got picked up for more episodes. They did. They got picked up for a full season, so that's good. But I don't have, like, a huge amount in depth to talk about from the episode, but it was, like, a really strong episode. It was a strong episode. I liked it.
An asshole.
What about asshole? Oh, that one guy?
Yeah.
That was messing with Little Gray?
No, not Maxwell Lord.
Black guy.
Father, the general guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's an asshole. He was being mean to Jimmy.
Well, we don't know yet. Oh, no. I thought you were talking... The guy that was in Transformers. That guy. Yeah, okay. I thought you were talking about...
The guy who just always plays military generals.
His character name is always Military Asshole. I thought you were talking about the guy that... I forget his name yet, but, you know, their boss guy that they found out was with Little Gray's dad when he died.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah, because he was... They were
Cyborg
at some sort
Superman.
Of... Yeah, they were at some sort of thing, and he was the only one that came back, and then he came back with red eyes, so...
Red eyes, actually... black man.
When their dad comes back, it's going to be revealed he turned into blue eyes. It's going to be a whole Yu-Gi-Oh! Thing. No, but, like, now that I'm thinking about that, like, a lot of different things did happen in this episode, because you had the Red Tornado stuff, you had Kara and... like Kat's character stories, and you had that reveal stuff, and then I forgot about the Jimmy stuff where his dad's like, look, basically I'm a racist and I hate you because you're just a reporter or something. And somehow, I don't know why, but like, what's her name, knockoff Lois Lane's, like, when she was in the military uniform, it made me just hate her. She looked like such a bitch for some reason. I don't know what it was. I think it was the hat. Unnecessary hats. Like, I guess...
The months of Kiriko's hat has made you hate authoritative hats.
Pretty much. I have irrational hate of authoritative hats. But, like, I guess I don't remember. I guess she possibly could have mentioned it, but I wasn't paying attention, and I didn't know anything about her character from, like, comics or anything, so I didn't even know she was military. For some reason, I just assumed she was also a reporter, just like everyone else in the Superman universe, apparently. Except for her, obviously.
I don't like you. You're a lowly paparazzi. What's your other daughter?
And it's funny that like, he was just such a blatant asshole. Not even just to Jimmy, but like, he basically comes in. Oh, I want you to fight this. Fights it. You did it wrong. Now I'm gonna sue you. Like, you're the one who wanted to fight it. Like, our robot ran off and you're responsible. Wait, what? And obviously
you
that...
You fought it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. And obviously that guy ended up going nuts and, like, started controlling it. But I think it's funny that when it gets, like, critically injured, its emergency protocol is to fly off and potentially attack people. Like... Because even
that seems like a flaw in the design.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even before they knew that guy was attacking it, like they mentioned that it could be a danger to people, and it's like, well, you know, we programmed it in, if its damages get below 20%, it'll fly off and start murdering the nearest people. It just seems like the right thing to do.
It's cool, like, don't worry about it.
Even just the protocol of it flying away upon being critically injured, I mean, I guess that works if it's in a battle, but I mean, flying away from them seems weird. Like, you think if it was critically injured in the field or something, its programming would be to fly back to base, but no, it's just to fly wherever in the hell. So, that was pretty dumb, and they're sitting there blaming her. So yeah, that was pretty funny. Like, it was just so, it was such a, like, blatant bias. It was crazy.
I don't like super things.
So I'm gonna make, that's the whole robot was made to fight him with lead. They didn't even know it was supposed to be kryptonite. We found your one weakness, Supergirl. Lead. She's like, wait, maybe if I pretend, they won't know. Oh no! Not lead.
You got me.
I'm melting. Classic Schmosby. All right. What else we got?
I think that's it.
Is it, though? Yeah. I guess iZombie, but there's not a whole lot to talk about.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot.
What's her name? Liv found out that Major was sleeping with What's-Her-Name because she was on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend Brains.
She still doesn't know it's her, though.
Yeah, that's true. But she knows something's going on.
I thought that the picture thing happened at the end of the episode. I was like, oh, she's going to know now. And, like, her head was cut off. I'm like, fuck!
But this picture is not sexy when it's headless. But, like, she knows something's going on. I honestly thought that the jealous brains was going to be the catalyst for her finding out about what Major's been doing. Like, when she went into that safe, I thought she was going to find stuff about somehow what he's been doing. Like, I thought it was kind of the perfect
setup. What did he hide in there in the first place? Was it the sedative?
I don't remember, honestly.
Because it was like a gun thing. And
I was drawing at the same time, but but like even in the previews, I thought that was going to be what's going to be happening, but it looks like it'll be kind of a little bit slower in terms of her figuring that stuff out. What else happened in this episode? Because I remember it being entertaining. I feel like she had like those bouts of crazy where it wasn't like her brain was on all the time like some of the other personalities where it's like always there, but like she would be pretty normal and all of a sudden she'd do something really crazy. Like she was at home like cataloging all of Major's female friends on Facebook. And I can't remember the exact lines, but they were really funny. Like, way to go, Major, keep helping kids. And she's like, what a slut. Just like really funny stuff with that. Did we talk about last week's? What was last week's? I remember what last week. It was 2 weeks ago, I guess, because of the holiday. But I'm trying to remember what the last brains were.
We talked about it. I don't remember what it was.
It's hard to, like, that's. It's kind of a nice way to be able to identify episodes, though, by whatever brain she's using. Next week looks like it's going to be fun, though. She's going to have like some sort of vigilante brains or something, and she's going to dress up. That just looks like it's going to be super fun. Honestly, this was just super enjoyable.
I feel like there needs to be some loose RPM reference in there somewhere.
What was it? Oh, references. I was thinking of the guy that plays... damn it, I am terrible with names. The guy that turned Liv, you know, evil main evil guy. Blaine? Is that his name? Blaine,
yeah.
Yeah. He plays Frankenstein... or Dr. Frankenstein, or whatever, Victor Frankenstein on Once Upon a Time. And, like, but he had his, like, dyed zombie hair when he came over for, like, an episode. And they made a reference to it, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh. Because, like, I think, I don't remember what color his hair used to be, but it was, like, obviously sort of different. And just the fact that he's on that show now, because he was sort of semi-reoccurring as their doctor, but he was just there to deliver a baby. That's what I'm sure he would do that in this business too if it somehow benefited zombie creating. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to next week's. It looks like a lot of fun. Show's a lot of fun.
I want Elena's dad uncle to deliver my baby.
Dad uncle?
Or is it uncle dad? I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
Alright, because now it's time for Tweet Tweet, motherfucker!
Oh, God!
Yeah!
No one's home, I can yell.
Why is no one home? Did you kick Kat out?
Yes.
He kicked Kat at her?
Now I really want to fucking kick Kat. There's no
break me off a piece of that fancy feast. Classic Andy.
Alright, so our first question is from Kieran Foster. And he says, do you think you'll ever do another interview? And who would you like it to be with?
Diggle. Peace, Vibs.
We're going to interview Yoshi to ask him about figure arts.
For the record, I would love to do an interview with David Ramsey.
Oh my God, I would hug him through the computer.
We would make that happen.
Sir, why are you so attractive?
Why are you so magnificent?
I would have to ask him to say, I have a thingy and it's not final.
Your jaw was say killed it. By Michelangelo say it in, himself.
Say it. Say it in your Diggle voice. So you mean my voice? Yes, exactly. You get it, man.
you get me. Regarding Toku, though, I think the overall resounding opinion here is Yoshi. Because Yoshi.
I want to review Mike again.
Mike's better than Yoshi. Like
what happened to him? Come back, Mike.
No, I'm kind of concerned. You know what might be fun is interviewing Brennan and asking him one. Why are you always upside down? Two, why does Tyler chase after his dad so much?
Can you imagine how excited he would be to have that invention from Back to the Future 2 that George McFly was on and he was just upside down constantly?
He must really like the feeling of rushing to his brain. Like, I don't... It's okay.
I miss Mike.
Mike Ginn was so cool, like...
Mike!
Brian hugged him.
I did. We chased after him. We were on stalker brains that day.
Good times.
That's probably why he, like, has been so quiet. He's scared of us finding him.
Probably. Now I'm sad. I don't want it to be my fault.
Well, guess what, Brian?
I don't want to move on. I want to interview Matt Mullins and ask him why he's so elusive. I want to interview Stephen Lunsford and just ask why.
Just why? Why this?
I'd love to interview more people, but we're definitely more of an obscure podcast that just does not get interviews. We're too much of loud mouths.
We're really loud. Our opinions are kind of strange. We're kind of vulgar. And we never ask anyone?
That's probably the biggest contributor. But then, like, we'd be hard-pressed to find a sample show to send them, like, what's the show like? Fuck, find the cleanest show. I can't.
What's the show like? Well, he's like, oh, is there a good episode I should listen to?
No.
Where's that guy that counted our swear words? Have him tell us which one has the least amount.
So good. All the episodes got deleted in a fire. So, like, we...
So, a horrible accident at Podbean.
Took place at the BBC. It was really weird.
There was a fire, and then someone tripped trying to run away from it and hit the delete key. And it was a permanent delete, so I was like...
It was really crazy.
So, but don't check on that. Don't check on it. Just believe. Take us at our word.
Don't check RiderChangesAndRambles.com at all.
What's your website? We don't have a web address. Our website isn't even on the internet.
We're not actually on the internet.
What's our website? TheSinkingShip.com?
It just takes you to our Titanic tribute site.
We just send everyone a CD of podcasts.
We like to do a 90s style, actually, so, to be honest.
Send of the 90s.
That would be amazing.
Why is there an old gold miner in there? I don't understand.
Cult miner?
I almost said coal miner. Why is there
What's a cult miner sound like?
He was a prospector. Old-timey prospector. Get it right, Kevin.
A gold miner is a prospector, you dipshit.
I know, but he was old-timey prospector. You gotta get the title perfect.
It's like the guy from Toy Story 2. Prospector Pete.
Pete! Ride like the wind, bullseye!
Exactly. I'm just picturing now someone getting the 90s episode and listening to us and we'll just be like, Fat Beats! Is Jack Black even born? Dunkaroos! What are these people smoking? He just said Dunkaroos out of nowhere. They weren't even talking about anything.
Then they realized that Dawson lives in Colorado. Oh, well. That makes sense. He's just high.
Son of the Darkest Timeline episode.
Look at how much work we put into this show every week.
Oh, we forgot another timeline.
Oh, we forgot to go to that one. We got enough guests for one witch.
Oh, we're so competent. It's like our competence is on point.
Oh, God, we got fucking problems.
It couldn't even be any more on point than it is right now. You couldn't ask for more.
And I could not ask for more. I could not ask for more.
Couldn't ask for more. Body spray.
The axe broke, so he couldn't do it anymore.
That's the song you play when your regular axe breaks in Animal Crossing if you don't have the golden one.
Alright, so our next question is from David Martin. This is strictly for Kevin.
Hi.
How do you handle being a parent and having all these toys? Is it hands-off or more like supervised playtime?
That's actually a good question because it depends on what it is. Like if figure arts are definitely like hands off, and it's taken some training. Like we've been in our house about 2 years now.
We got a shot collar and like one of those spray bottles, but it's worked.
No, actually, it usually just involves like some good spanking on the butt a few times, sometimes with the belt. And Kaylee learns not to touch the figure arts. The dogs, however, don't seem to understand not to wag their tail into the Deno shelf because they're at the same height. But so that's a problem. But no, like Kaylee doesn't seem to have a problem with like not touching figure arts anymore. She's kind of learned that like you don't touch them. And people come over like with kids, and she tells them, "You can't touch those. Those are my dad's toys." She has to, like, she lays out the rules for them. The other stuff, like, all the...
If you touch them, I'll punch you.
Yeah, she probably would kill them. The other things, all the roleplay toys, the belts and the changers and the swords, guns, all that stuff. It's, like, it's not even supervised. She just takes them and plays with them whenever she wants and tries to kill us because she's, I'm pretty sure, a little psychotic. I'm telling you, she's constantly like just to shoot people with whatever gun is nearby. I was recording the back clock, and so I had the Gongon saber with the gun and everything. The back clock was, I was holding it. She goes, "Try and shoot me." What? Like, and she was trying to like duck away from the gun. Like, so I don't know what's wrong with her, but
she's doing
like,
matrix training.
Yeah, something like that. Or like other figures, like the turtles or like the ghost the ghost change figures or arms change figures. That's a little more supervised, especially if I haven't done the review yet. That way she doesn't lose pieces, but and I'm like, "Well, I don't have a sword anymore. Kaylee fucking lost it." She knows what she can and can't play with because we've kind of laid out the rules by now and emphasized them. The baby being a baby can't, like, she can't reach anything yet, like, because she doesn't walk, but I'll give her things. Like, I'll give her my little dinosaurs from the Charger packs or, like, an Icon or a Lockseed or something, and she gets excited. She doesn't care. She'll play with anything.
We were at my in-law's house on Thanksgiving, and my father-in-law gave her a Bane action figure to play with. So she's sitting there playing with Bane. So she doesn't care. But, I mean, it's probably going to be the same thing with her. As she starts to... Well, it's going to be a little difficult when she first starts walking and isn't going to understand. Like, don't touch Mario. Like, I know he's at your height, but don't fucking touch him. But once she can understand things, it's going to be kind of training the child. Okay, don't touch. You can play with this, but not this.
I feel like that was a dig at Mario's height.
No, it's just because my Mario figure arts are on my TV stand at toddler height with my Pokemon figure arts. So it makes them a real easy target for a child to touch them. Which is going to be more difficult as she can starts walking, but she's not walking yet, so it's okay. But yeah, it sounds like it would be awful, like kids running around everywhere. I mean, it's why I don't want to have a birthday party at my house. I strictly forbid having birthday parties at my house. We're like, Chuck E. Cheese, we can do that. Let's go have a party at McDonald's or whatever, but not at the fucking house.
I strictly forbid visitors at my house of any sort.
Why? Because there's too many kids and I have fucking toys everywhere. Like, my house is like Candyland for them. Like, no. You know, it's like if you brought Brian into, like, a cheese store. Like, he, you know, they just start...
There's a cheese store not too far from my house.
Yeah, he'd be touching everything and freaking out. Like,
and there's, like, samples, and it's great.
But, yeah, it's not as bad as people think. Kaylee kind of had a little trouble at first, like, taking all the parts off the Deckarangers, and, like, I come home and I just find weapons everywhere, and they're the SP licenses off of their backs, and, like, the holsters off their backs, and the weapon holsters off of their hips. So, what the fuck did you do? Well, I wanted to take them off. Like, she had no real logic. Just, I felt like taking this shit apart and putting it everywhere. I'm missing Ryutaro's gun. I don't know where the fuck it went. Like, one minute it was there, and I don't know where the fuck it's gone to. There was something else I was missing. I can't figure out where it went. I've got an extra wizard driver. I don't know why. Like, I don't know how... I just have an extra figure arts wizard driver. I don't know what happened. Like, so there's a couple of things that are missing. There's a couple of... I have extra things now. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, it's... It's just a thing that we do here. We have kids and toys. And, like, you know, and then I get stuff. Like, today I got that Ami box. And I'm like, I just go, Daddy got toys. And she gets all excited. Like, yay, let's go see. Like, so it's nice. It's fun. Well, now that she's five, she kind of knows what, you know. She knows her limits because I beat them into her like a good parent.
Dear Lord. This is all being recorded.
I believe in firm discipline. And she listens, and she knows, and she behaves for me.
Until she kills you.
Probably. But I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Because then I know she'll just rot in jail.
Oh. Next.
Oh, am I supposed to read it? Oh, okay. This is our question from Jorge Hansen Jr., who appeared when the monks forged him into a key.
He's the fourth Hansen brother.
The question this week is, what beatboxing skills do you have?
What's the question?
Harmonized better, actually. It's, what Holy Grail item do you have
in your collection
that you want? Obviously, the actual Holy Grail.
Yes, I would like the Holy Grail. That way Harrison Ford will come to my house with Sean Connery to find it.
What about Harrison Wells? Does any kind of Harrison work?
Well, Harrison Wells. sure.
I'm perfectly okay with any plan to get Tom Cavanaugh in my house.
Any Earth version. Dirty. Earth 1, 2, 3, Durf. Any of them.
Do I have a Holy Grail item? That 99 memory set at the moment, that's like $600, and I really want that. maybe an aura changer from Die Ranger. Like, I mean, I have a Lost Gal. I have a Magna Defender Morpher, but it's not the same thing. It's not the wrong sticker. Like, and actually,
That's mostly just because I have a Kiba changer, and I feel like I need, like, you know, both changers from that series to be complete, because I have a problem. But I don't know. I have a lot of shit, so I don't know if there's one thing I would, like, just one item. There's a lot of things I'm like, I need to have this, and I would be so happy if I found it.
Right, problem is, yours?
Like, a lot of those things are, like,
not ready yet.
Expensive. Nope. Just go, Brian. Go. Stop me before I just talk forever.
Mine is actually really random, but I started thinking about it again the other day, is how bad I really want Skydor from Goanger.
Shh. Oh. La 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 la. I don't want to hear about it. La 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 la.
Like, I really want it.
I forgot about that thing.
He's
I'm trying
friend.
To think what mine is. Like, I honestly don't know. Like Kevin said, there's lots of various things that, like, I'll be after or, like, want, but I can't think of, like, any one thing that's, like,
I mean, there's a lot of rare items I would love. I think they made a, is it a Swan license or a Deck of Gold license? It was one of them that they made as, like, some
Swan
kind of
Swan license and a Mr. Gold license.
The Fire Wolzaphone?
Yeah, that one. That was the next thing I was going to get to. Also, the Wolzard Fire vinyl.
I want the Wolzard Fire for the Wolf Warrior UK exclusive figure. I think it was UK. They got, like, this pack, and I know you can customize it, but it's not the same. The Tobias Pino, Figure Arts Guy, anything that randomly just disappeared.
And there was something else I was just thinking of that they did. Shit, I lost my train of thought. There's been a couple of things that they've released that were just, like, super rare items, and I can't.
Figure Arts Kiva.
Right, I really want to fucking find that motherfucker. He's hiding some G3 Mild.
that's actually the Holy Grail of all the Holy Grails.
Let me think a minute. What? I would love a Live Man changer. I just think it's cool. I like it.
I want a Dead Man changer.
I hate everything about him. Let me think. Are there any other, like, stupid rare items that, like, I would kill to own?
It all comes back to murder, doesn't it?
Is there a fight out next time at Tweet Tweet, motherfucker? Is that what it's time for?
Final thingies! I have a thingy and it's not final.
Yay, I don't have to use the pre-recorded one.
Keep sending in your questions.
We don't have to hear Dawson giggle like a little bitch.
Is that good?
Dawson giggling at Kerrigan.
What's a Kagan?
That new guy on Walking Dead.
Oh yeah, that's Negan.
John Winchester?
No, that's a different guy.
What?
Okay.
Negan, there's no way he's not. I know what John Winchester looks like. We just saw Negan, and he's like a totally different guy.
Denny?
No.
I could really go for Denny's.